Wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you happen to be this very evening of the fourth day of April in the year of our Lord 2015, we welcome you to our PM edition this very day. Unfortunately, for some inexplicable reason, Enugu Station is not working. The lights are coming on the equipment, everything is okay, but it is not pushing out the power. We don't know what is happening. Our engineers are still on site trying to rectify this very problem this very evening. If you're listening via satellite in Enugu, please go and tell people. That was why we said before that people must also endeavor to be on satellite. It's not very expensive. I think about between 8 to 12,000 naira. You can install a satellite in your home and you can listen to Radio Biafra via satellite. So when one system fails, the other one kicks in automatically. That notwithstanding, there are many other people listening to CHK 97.6 across swathes of Biafraland. Some of you are listening via 88.0 if you are in Igwacha and its environs. Therefore, this very day is not an exception. What will become an exception or make it an exception is the strength, the depth, and the quality of our gospel this very evening. How we propagate it, how we preach it, its receptibility and the ability for us to win even more souls for heaven, because here we preach the gospel the same way it was intended from time immemorial. Therefore, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those of you in the far eastern part of the world who have once again quite capably demonstrated their love for their country, their belief in our approach, their total confidence in our leadership, and their absolute and unshakable dedication to the will of Chukwu Abiyama in heaven. China, Thailand, Malaysia, of course, Malaysia. Indonesia, silently doing miraculous things. Isaac, our national in Indonesia, is an exception. Another Iken Nawan in the making. A very silent but devastatingly smooth operator. Our national in Indonesia, Isaac, is formidable. The reason why I mention Indonesia this very night is because they do everything and even more very quietly, very silently. You will never ever know. But Indonesia is one of the strongest families we have in the whole world. People are meeting right now also in London, where I presume the barrister is in residence. So also I presume, although I have no means to verify it, my own deputy, Uchemefo, is also there as well. In Forest Gate, where the London family meeting is holding. Some of you are meeting in Austria, in Vienna, in Bremen, in Germany, Stuttgart, in Germany. Some of you are meeting in Thessaloniki. Some are meeting in St. Petersburg. Some of you are meeting in Ankara, in Turkey. All over this planet, including Trinidad and Tobago, Biafran families answering to indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. They are congregating, they are meeting, they are plotting, they are strategizing on how best to support this very effort to restore the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. That in the end, only Chukwu Abiyama will be worthy of praise. Therefore, you have my thanks. You have my appreciation on behalf of the editorial board of Radio Biafra, on behalf of the entire Directorate of State, headed by Mazu Chenatsiebu, headquartered in Victoria in the Basque region of Spain. On behalf of all the listeners of Radio Biafra, on behalf of all indigenous people of Biafra all over the world and her friends, you people have our support. You must go on. You must not relent. You must not retreat. You must not surrender. We have come to get Biafra, or we die getting Biafra. There is no alternative. The devil will try. But in the end, we prevail. Because in the end, we win. Why do we always win? Because our hands are clean. Our conscience very clear. We are truthful regardless of the consequences. We are without fear before our enemies. We preach this very gospel regardless of the audience. We utter the word from heaven that Chukwu Abiam may be praised. That is why we are formidable, and exceptionally formidable at that. The whole world is listening. When Radio Biafra is on, all lovers of truth, all lovers of freedom, everybody who categorizes or classes him or herself as a believer in resurrection, which is what the restoration of Biafra is all about, because we are rising from the ashes quite literally when nobody gave us any hope. We do so without begging. There are indications all over the world that we are not very savvy, we are not very diplomatic, that we come across as being a bit harsh, that there are ways to do things. And I said, but when Chukwu Abiam gave this land to my ancestors, Chukwu Abiam wasn't diplomatic. He said, I'm sending you to this place, you will inhabit it. The reason why we lost the war before was because it was a total war, frontal war, an honest war. We lost it because we were ill prepared. We lost it because we had no time to prepare. That very war cost us so much. Because we did not apply ourselves, we did not strategize very well. The killing was too much that His Excellency Dame Chukwu Emeka Odumegwu Ojukwu had no choice than to declare Biafra as a safe haven for everybody who comes from this part of the world. But unfortunately, forces beyond our control conspired and connived to overwhelm us. Their children survived. Those children will march this very year. The terrain will be different. We will choose when and where we fight. We will determine. We will define all the rules of engagement. And that gives us very massive superior advantage. This time around, we tell them where we want them to fight us. Why do we spend so much time on air broadcasting? Why do we continue to do this very work regardless of all the obstacles? It is because it's as simple as that. People will have to know. They will say, nobody told us, you did not inform us, you never told us, you don't know what you're doing. That is why we are using this very medium to inform each and every one of you. If you're happy existing in the damnation, in the abomination that is the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, some of us are tired. We can no longer live here like this. We are searching for our freedom. We are going to get it, or we all perish. As simple as that. Everything we tell you here is gospel. Everything we preach here is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me, Chukwu Abiam. We offer you praise and thanks. We offer you adoration. We uplift your holy name, your magnificence, and your grace we behold every blessed day of our lives. We offer you prayers. We ask you to come and be part of our proceedings this very evening, this very morning, this very afternoon or night, depending on where we are. Chukwa Biama, we beckon upon your greatness, your holiness. We beckon upon you to please show mercy unto your children. Please, Chukwa Biama, have mercy upon us. Make it possible for us to be free as you promised our ancestors. You did not bring us here to turn us into slaves. Chukwa Biama, you did not send us here to become subservient and submissive to Hausa Fulani Islamic rule. That is why in your infinite mercy, Chukwa Biama, that is why in your grace, you will now and forever protect these your children, your chosen children, to come and complete the work which you started. Because we are free people, we are free men and women, equal before your laws in heaven and that of man on this very earth. But somehow, and distressingly so, they decided to alter creation. They decided to hand us over in conditions of servitude to people who don't even wash, to people who don't understand what it means to know God in truth and honesty. That is why, Chukwa Biama, you must come to our rescue. That is why we pray to you every blessed morning, every blessed evening. That is why we call upon your holy name. You have not failed us before. You are not likely to fail us again. That is why in this life, always, we will worship thee. We will hand over Biafra to your holiness as sacrifice for what you are about to do, for what you have done in the past, and for what you will continue to do in time to come. All these prayers we offer, that in the end, Chukwa Biama, only your name will be praised. Men are lost. They live on lies and deceit. They are so confused that they lack knowledge. That lack of knowledge is what is leading to their destruction. And that is why you must have mercy. That in the end, all honor and glory will belong only to you and your magnificent name, now and forever. You say, my name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra in over 88 countries and counting. Dear Lord God in heaven, we are formidable. The commander of all her loyal forces, and there are many of them, I hasten to add. In the same vein, the director of Radio Biafra, therefore, by the very special grace of this Almighty, will call upon all the time Chukwa Biama. I will now and forever remain a faithful, loyal, obedient, submissive servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. We have come to serve. We have come to ensure that the kingdom of heaven comes down from the throne before Chukwa Biama, down to this very earth, that mankind may understand that indeed Chukwu Abiama is God. That is why we are here. That is why we will not relent. That is why heaven knows we can never surrender. Chukwu Abiama will bear us witness that if Biafra doesn't come, everything here will die. I promise you that. Everything will be killed. We are better off dead than alive under Hausa Fulani terrorists. Impossible. If it was the will of God that we should become subservient to Islamic slaves, then Chukwa Biama would have allowed our conquest long time ago. The same way that every inch of territory in West Africa is influenced by the corrupting presence of Islam, so will this land be infected. But Chukwa Biama, in his glory, said, "These are my children. Islam, you will not touch them. They are immune from Islam." That was why Islam never came here. And Islam cannot come here in the manner which they are proposing. It is the responsibility of this generation It is our duty to make sure that Islam doesn't come in here. And it won't. This evening is no exception. We will preach this gospel having adhered to every protocol which over time, as a consequence of convention, we have come to adopt. Therefore, our lines will open. You will call Radio Biafra. You will give us your name and where you're calling from. You will proceed to say whatever it is that you wish to say. Bearing in mind that Radio Biafra is one of the very few platforms where we encourage freedom of speech. If you give us advice, we will gladly accept it. If you offer us your opinion, we will, of course, listen to it. If you give us help and it is consistent with our principles and rules, we will accept it. If you are antagonistic, we will try to show some patience. If you have come with war, we will listen to you. And in the end, we will deconstruct you piece by piece. With reason, logic, argument, and the truth. Deconstruction, I said. If you think you're learned, you're educated, you're a professor somewhere, you pick up the phone and you call us. By the time we finish with you, whichever university gave you that professorship, they'll revoke it from you. Because we have dedicated now nearly 20 years studying everything about Biafra and humanity. 20 good years and we are still studying. The studio line, when this line does open, remains 081-738-13596. I repeat, 081-738-13596. People from abroad can call us on +234-817-381-3596. The same number, just remove the zero and prefix it with +234 and you will be right through to us. If you're lucky, that is. Millions are trying to get through. We even suffer the effects of bottlenecking sometimes, whereby a lot of calls are trying to get through and the line crashes because it's jammed. You must bear with us. Because the whole world listens to Radio Biafra. To the ends of the earth. As I have once said, if the penguins of Antarctica could have access to any listening device, believe you me, they will listen to Radio Biafra. Because if you come here, we even heal diseases and sickness here. With the truth. Eziokwu. We cure illnesses of different kinds and sizes here. Because Chukwu Abiyama is here. Once you come here, you will understand the truth. And that truth will set you free. That's why we're here. Our inquiry line is also there and very open. 090-907-76589. 090-907-76589. Are people calling this line at all? Are they calling? The complaint is always off. Always on. Only when you're charging it. Thank you very much. Our Skype, we will attempt to switch on and see if it will work, which is Radio Biafra. Our Viber is intermittent. You can also try it, which is +447833130836. We are also on WhatsApp, and that is also the same number, +447833130836. Our relay station is on and functioning very well, no problem. Is Olu okay? Please find out. Olu relay station, I presume, is functioning. You can also call eBay, please, and find out. I am dead certain that Onisha is live and direct. No problems at all. I am also aware that Igwocha Port Harcourt on 88.0 is fine and beaming to people that live within that very area. Abba is okay. Olu is okay. so also is Enugu is not fine, is it? Enugu is not functioning very well. And that is a very massive, massive disappointment. It developed a fault. It is not sabotage. We can tell you that. Please tell those of them at Enugu that it is not sabotage. We are working round the clock to try and rectify that very problem. And Enugu people, please, you need to support that very station. We need to fix it. We need to expand the range. We need to incorporate some other components into it to allow it to even travel further. We want to cover Nsukka as well in that very process. We welcome you wherever you are. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. I will therefore proceed to present this very day our news summary. Before that, preceding it, our news headlines. After that, we then open our lines and you will be able to participate. This is Radio Biafra. We are live also in Oweri, of course, Oweri. We are live there and also direct. Whatever thing that you're doing, please try and join us. Tell your friends and your family. It is not difficult. CHK 97.6 Biafra FM in Port Harcourt, CHK 88.0. We are on satellite. We are also online. Just go online at W and also where, and also, yes, and Delta as well, isn't it? We have one in Anioma, not Delta. Barrister said Delta is where the river dumps every rubbish before it continues, which is the truth. The very eminent barrister. My goodness me. Very, very deadly. Very deadly. Because a river carries much load that it is coming. Before it gets into the sea is telling the river, don't bring that rubbish here. The river will dump it. That is what forms the Delta region. My goodness me. That you see why Radio Biafra is compulsive listening. Even the enemies of Biafra listen to Radio Biafra because they too want to learn. People may be wondering, what structures do you have on the ground? And I will tell you. Our structure is immense. And I will repeat, there is no freedom fighting outfit in the history of mankind that have been able to pursue this very effort the way we are doing it. It is deadly and effective. First, we take advantage of our spread all over the world to make sure that this very message is getting to all Biafrans all over the world. We organize them into family units and family meetings, I said, all over the world. In over 88 countries and counting. Into small family units. N'ihi na onurubewa n'ekwesighi gboso, that they may know their flesh, their blood, they are killed and they are kin. N'ihi na ihe a na-egosi mmadụ egosi bụ nwanne ya. We want to unite you together, those of you that believe in the truth. We preach this gospel the way we do, so that those that are liars and deceivers, we keep discovering them and we keep cutting them out. And the more we cut them out, the stronger we become. Have you noticed it? The more ndị okwu asị na-adapụ, ndị asịrị niile, gossipers and liars and cheats, the more we remove them, the stronger we become. Have you noticed it? How formidable we are. Today we took delivery of 10 kV generator. Is that correct? Our dear brother, if you're listening from Hong Kong, is that correct? Where's it from? We need to know the country, please. 10 kVA generator with silencer. We took delivery of it today. And I have seen it. That goes to tell you that there is nothing we want we cannot get. Nothing. So we don't have any need to lie. Why should we? We are honest. We are transparent. We are incorruptible, whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. We don't go back, no retreat and no surrender. If anybody is fake in any of the families around the world, over time, you make a fool of yourself and then you will be summarily dismissed. Because here we don't take prisoners at all. That goes to tell you, for those who are wondering what is your structure, you have the director, which is myself, as of course the overall commander of this very effort that we're making, both civilian and military, because we have a unified and central command to avoid the ill discipline that cost us the war. Therefore, there is only one command and control structure. One, not two, not three, not four. One. Command and control. That is why today we have made the astronomical and phenomenal progress that we continue to record. The office of the director, beneath it you have the editorial board, and as a branch of it you have the Directorate of State that runs our activities on a day-to-day basis. And under that you have the COC, the coordinator of all coordinators on earth. And under him sits the various national coordinators in more countries than you can remember. And then even in those countries we have regional or zonal coordinators. I have not forgotten that every continent in the world has a representative. So that when we have our meetings of the Directorate of State, chaired of course by the head of the Directorate of State, Mazuche Nasiebu, every continental rep is there, representing the continents and therefore the countries that lie within it. They in turn report to the COC. The COC reports to the head of the Directorate of State, who reports to me. Now you understand it, don't you? I said all over the world. I didn't say in one place. I didn't say in Okwe, in Okigwe. I said all over the world. Now you understand how formidable we are. That is why when people call me from home and say, oh, please, give us account number 1 to support, I tell them there is no need. It's not everybody that we accept their donation here, including those that mean well. Some of them, they bombard us all the time. Please, can you tell us, please? We want to help. And so I said, no. The diaspora will continue to fund this until at a time when they say they are tired and they can never be tired. The transmitter we bought was bought by the diaspora. So that nobody can tell you. They don't love each other, you know. If we don't love each other, why will somebody in California, some of them who haven't come home since they were born, contribute to a transmitter coming to preach the gospel for somebody in Ohio that are here, that they don't know who they are? We are teaching our people also how to be charitable. As my friend once commented, the only name of charity you have is a woman's name. We don't know how to be charitable. We want people in the diaspora to fund this project to the best of the ability to show those here in Biafra land that somebody can do something because they want to do it for the betterment of everybody, not because they want to enrich themselves. That is why we adopted the formula we adopted. If you have people back here in Biafra land telling you that anybody is stressing them for monthly dues for payment, then you know we are not serious. We are very, very serious here. We don't allow people to come to us anyhow. We don't. If you're from here, I will ask you, what are you doing? You say, oh, but I'm managing, I'm a vulcanizer. This, I will tell you, keep your money, we don't need it. That is why you have people abroad. Canada, America, Mexico, by America I mean USA, Mexico, the Caribbean. Is Okechukwu in Japan, I give it to you, is that correct? Okechukwu, okay, Japan, is that correct? Okay, thank you very, very much for this. Thank you very much. We have taken delivery of the 10 kV generator, please. Isn't a silencer, is that correct? Is a silent, one, please. Thank you very much for that. Thank you, much appreciated. Okechukwu in Japan gave us a 10 kV generator because there is no light here, being part of the Zoological Republic. And as I was saying, if you can't afford to support us, please don't. Keep praying for us. When I was young, I used to go to Sunday school. And there's a song they sing there in church. It's never left me. I believe in it completely. As long as anything you are doing so in truth and in honesty. If you feel you're comfortable enough back here, on the ground in Biafra and on the wider zoo itself, and you want to support, you're more than welcome to, but you must be comfortable first. We don't want to take money from those who are looking for money to feed. I'm not a Wazirike. I don't feed off the blood of the poor. I prefer to deal with those who are abroad. Do you know why? Because they're the most difficult. If you can convince our people abroad to come together and do something, then believe you me, there is anything. Nothing seems impossible, to be honest with you. Nothing. People we never met before bought transmitter. We don't know who they are. For those they have never seen before. That tells you where we are going. That tells you that unity is at the core of what we are doing. Who are we uniting? If you're a criminal, you'll be caught out and you're gone. If you are honest, we keep showing you who your brothers and your sisters are. You keep coming together every blessed day. Ask those of them right now in our London meeting. Before you came to IPOB in London, how many people did you know? Now that you've been to a family meeting and you have seen what genuine family love is like, how many people do you know? Have they deported anybody at all from London? The answer is no. You can't from the UK. Because we won't allow it. Once you say you're a Biafran, British government can never deport you. Try and understand that. That is the difference. Yoruba won't write about us. I don't expect them to. Because they know we're effective. They only write about fools who are inconsequential. This is Radio Biafra Okechukwu, once again from Japan, for giving us a 10 kV generator in a silencer box. Thank you very, very much. We took delivery of this generator today. And also our dear brother that gave us some smartphones, Chika. The same person that funded CHK radio stations to the tune of thousands of dollars, I can tell you that. I'm not talking about 10, 20, 30, 40. I'm talking about thousands of dollars. Today, how many phones did he give us today, smartphones? Four. Four smartphones with some security gadgets with it. The same person. And after doing it, he will say, if there is any problem and I can help, I will come to you. He's not tired. He doesn't know any of you. You don't even know him. He's even shy when I mention his name. We are teaching you how to be charitable. So that if you take this mindset into office and you're a politician in the new Biafra, you want to do something for those you don't know. So everything we are doing, there is a method to what we are doing. We know what we are doing, don't worry. Even when we castigate you, call you monkeys and baboons, we know what we are looking for. We are trying to immunize you. So that if we call you monkeys and... I don't know why I'm giving away this expo this night. I don't know. If we castigate you here on Radio Biafra by calling you monkeys and baboons, and you still stay, and you believe in Biafra, it means when you become a politician, if somebody questions you very harshly, you will not call for their imprisonment. You just smile and say, please address the issues and not me as a person. I've given away another expo as well, you see. Everything we do here, there is a method to it. We know what we are doing. We are preparing your mind, your body, and your soul. We are training you, we are educating you on how to sustain civilization. That is why I am certain that Biafra can never be like the zoo because of the education we give out here on Radio Biafra. Welcome each and every one of you. And wherever you are, please tell those of them around you to also join us. Having given you the numbers, I must now very quickly and without hesitation proceed to our news headlines this evening before we give it in the summary, and then after that we open our lines. Mwabwe Zugu says the family is suffering at Enugu because of lack of CHK. He wants to install satellite for them. My goodness me. Mwabwe Zugu. Of course, please. Can I have the number for that? Is that a separate line we have, or still an inquiry line? Inquiry line is too congested. I need, all of you should go and conspire. I need one separate line for people wanting to install satellites, please. I need a dedicated telephone line, please. Only for satellites, please. Those who want satellites installed. It's nothing to do with us, please. You can tell your family to buy the dish. Ask them to buy the decoder. And then Radio Biafra engineer will go and fix it. Ask them to buy. It's not difficult. Tell them to buy. It's My TV Strong. Is that correct? Strong Box. Is that what it's called? Is that all? Ask them to buy Strong. LMB. They will know what to give them. Tell them you want Strong Decoder. My TV Strong Decoder. That's all. Or any free-to-air. Is that, is it? Any free-to-air decoder, Radio Biafra is there. Any free-to-air decoder, Radio Biafra. If you, in fact, if you're watching AIT on Dasat, you still get it. Is that correct? Most of you should have that very platform as a backup, because Biafra Television is coming on that same box. So you better get it. CHK is there. For those who can't afford it, I understand. For those who can't afford satellite. But if you can spare only, I can say only, if you can spare 12,000 naira. Is that correct? 12,000 can do it? Or 13? No, let them buy it. Let them buy everything. And give us how much, is it? 3,000 installation. Buy everything, please. And then we'll come and install it. If you want our engineers, it's nothing to do with Radio Biafra, please. It's entirely independent people we contracted, people who are keen on Biafra, and they're engineers. They started this whole process when we began, and they are still there, and they are willing to help out. Thank you very much. Mwabwe Zugu, you will get the number in a short while. The number to call. The number to call. Very, very important. And I welcome, I must also, please, you will all join me in I don't know, I won't say congratulate. You will all join me in appreciating the magnanimity of almost all pro Biafra groups on the ground here, apart from two. We don't work with APC, Boko Haram, Bilie, never, ever, ever. We will never work with them. We don't work with Owasurike, as simple as that. Every other group, I want to use this medium to thank the leaders of every other pro-Biafra group for the moves they are making in order to ensure we all come together under one banner to fight this very battle that is to come. I am using this opportunity to acknowledge the magnanimity of every pro-Biafra group, each and every one of them, for the effort they are making. And in the past few days, they've been making very serious effort to unite together. And they know that IPOB is the place to belong. I welcome their magnanimity. The final details will be thrashed out in the next coming days, and we shall announce it to the world. But we are coming together because they understand that we don't move from the truth. Eziokwu, Igwonye Eziokwu, we have no problem with you. No problem whatsoever. It's only today you're doing Biafra. Next day you want to strategize on how to go into politics. We have problems with you. If you believe in Biafra pure, raw, then you're welcome here. If you think no one cares here, no, please go somewhere else. But I'm very, very glad. If you know any group here on the ground, I'm not going to mention their names, you go and thank them, because they are thinking, oh, some of them I met, magnificent people. Magnificent. They want to come and be part of us. And I welcome that. The job is too much. The job is simply too much. I'm telling you. In terms of operational detail, in terms of strategy, there is so much work to be done. So much work to be done. so much work to be done. The more time I focus and I spend on broadcasting, the better for me. If there are competent heads to be able to make sure that agreed policies and strategies are carried out to the letter without corruption, compromise, please, very, very important, then we have a deal. And we believe that those deals will be concluded in the next few days. People are now reasoning as one. Nobody forced anybody. Anywhere you go to, they say, please, can we all be one? Everybody is saying the same thing. They are saying, we are prepared to abandon everything and come together and agree and be one. Indivisible. And that's what I like. At last, everybody is beginning to, I'm not surprised, South-South is coming close to Southeast. Southeast is moving to South-South to lock in together to become one inseparable Biafra. That we can keep our side at bay. Therefore, even pro-Biafra groups, ostensibly in the Southeast, they are coming together now as one, which is magnificent. I love it. News headlines this evening, please. Northerners created Boko Haram to make Jonathan unpopular. Awosa Fulani, according to Ijo Hughes, you created Boko Haram to make Jonathan unpopular. Now, it is quite interesting, isn't it, that Ijo Hughes have, of course, before they have apologized for their role in the war that cost so many lives by not supporting their flesh and blood. But it has now become very clear to every Ijo person around the world that your problem is not an Igbo man, your problem is Hausa Fulani with Yoruba co-conspirator behind them. Jonathan's issue is a very clear one, and I commend Ijo Hughes for this very comment. As long as they stop blowing up pipelines within Biafra land, please, to stop the contamination of our farmlands. I beg them. Somebody is asking a question. Will the newly elected terrorist, Islamic terrorist president impose Sharia law on the Christian half of the population? People are now asking questions. I told you so. This was written by the Shobat Foundation. Do you know them? Shobat Foundation. I don't know where they're based. It's those involved in rescuing of Christians. Sharia has come now. He made a promise to Boko Haram. If I go in, don't worry. Igbo people are so weak and so poor. With a little bit of money, I can divide them. I can go and give money to somebody to destroy the other person, and them, they will accept it. So don't worry. I will take Islam to them. And out of hunger, deprivation, and poverty, they will accept it. Will Buhari turn all of you into Sharia? What is that thing they call? Some of you girls will be wearing that veil. What is that thing? Hijab. Have you bought your own hijab? The terrorist is in power. Or else they will send gunmen to universities to come and shoot everybody dead. You know, one day I'm thinking, and maybe I wake up one morning and Imo State University will be full of alamajiri with guns and rifles, killing everybody at the invitation of Okorocha. Don't you think he'll be able to do that? Okorocha will invite alamajiri to come into IMSU and shoot all of you. And the same thing happened in Kenya. It will happen in Imo State University very soon. You know what? Because they want to take over that very place. Very sad indeed. We are also reporting this very evening that Kenyan president declares 3 days of national mourning for those killed by Islam. People died because that. And what is paining me is that American Christians are keeping quiet. American Christians, you people are keeping quiet, and all these atrocities are happening all over the world. You are keeping quiet. You are not holding your president to account. You are not, please. Obama is being allowed to quite literally get away with murder. You people must do something. The banner of the USA is liberty and freedom. Maybe some Americans don't know this. It is incumbent upon ordinary Americans to ensure the propagation of that very ethos and value system. Of freedom all the way through. It is the responsibility of Americans to do so. And they should do it. Please, they ought to do it. They must do it. This is Radio Biafra. Presidency orders probe into leakage of Jonathan's phone chat with Buhari. Jonathan is a coward who wants to. Did any of you listen to the phone chat? It's rubbish. I can't even be bothered. He's a coward. I hate cowards. I can't stand them. Jonathan is a bona fide coward. They are now saying that, remember when we said that people listen to Radio Biafra, some of you say no, some say yes, it is possible. Do you know they are reporting today that 60% of lecturers in universities in the zoo have no business being in school? Do you know that?
Yeah.
They shouldn't be teaching. Yes, lecturers. They have nothing to offer. 60% of lecturers, they are even worse than the students in terms of mind-boggling stupidity. That's why you have cultism. As I keep saying all the time, the time we were in the university as undergraduates, every blessed week, even in first year, you'll be writing essay. It's got 1,500 word essay every week. And you just can't go and copy anything and bring. Because all the lecturer has to do is to look at what you've written and try and search for it. Once they find plagiarism, you're gone. They'll say you copy somebody else's work without referencing them. You come, time paper they call it at UNN in those days. Every week you write it. Every blessed week you must write one. Now, before you go to the library to research, not just one library, because they'll give you a pass. Every university around London, you can go use the library for free. By the time you finish doing your research to write what you call here your term paper, every blessed week there is one to do. Then you will understand. Then you will understand. Is that the number for satellite? Satellite number? Somebody will answer it? Okay. The satellite number, yes? Okay. Wonderful. 09021113454. I repeat, 09021113454. For satellite, please. Enugu is down. We are working at it. If you want to have an alternative listening platform, please install a satellite. Buy the cable, buy the pan, buy the decoder. We come and fix it for you. Just call this number, or we can buy all for you depending on what we agree. 09021113454. 09021113454. Get a satellite for your family. It makes life a lot more easier. We continue. Let us see. Detained INEC card reader consultant sues SSS, demands 100 million naira as damages. They detained somebody and now he is suing the SSS for damages. Unbelievable. Welcome to the Zoological Republic. Welcome to the zoo. NATO cables vandals arrested in Kwara. Everything is up for destruction. Pipeline, cable, everything you see in the zoo, you destroy. Everything you see in the zoo, you destroy. The line is ringing already. Take a pen and paper with you, please. Give me a pen and paper to write everything down, please. Write everything down. People calling you, the address, everything. Contact, telephone number, that you may go there and install satellites for them. Very, very important, please. NATO cables vandalized. That's a very old news, I hasten to add. Very old. Very, very old. We want the ones that are current. Boko Haram attacks Borno village. As the terrorists have now assumed power, maybe the cowardly, wretched OPC, Yoruba people, they got our pipeline contract. I don't know what contract Buhari will give to Boko Haram. What is it to protect lives and properties? Because if you want to get a security contract here, you must first be a criminal and a thief. Then after a while, they do something called amnesty and they settle you. It is a country of settlement. A country of settlement, please. If you want satellite, that is the number to call, please. Not for any other business. DPO, three others killed in Oyo. Everywhere there is death and mayhem in River State. An APC man and the family have been wiped out from the face of the earth. Killed. Obama free and fair elections. I told you that your worst nightmare starts from the night that you pronounce the terrorist as a president due to combined rigging everywhere. Indigenous of Abia are ashamed of poor governance, according to OT. And when you go in there, are you not going to be worse than them? No, you wouldn't be. Hopefully. Because anything will be better than Theodore, isn't it? You people are not going to vote. But the riggers in position right now to rig. You know the world is watching, and Radio Biafra is here. We will continue to expose the evil deeds of the chimpanzees, the monkeys, and the baboons in the Zoological Republic. Abia has been under a spell. That is why I say that Abia people, not all of them, Umuahi especially, slightly cowardly. I don't know why that is the case. We continue the news now in greater detail. A Joy Youth Council yesterday changed their stance after earlier commending President Jonathan for accepting defeat at the polls and promising not to resort to violence, or to attacking pipelines and other oil infrastructure. They also pledged loyalty to the Buhari administration. But now, the spokesperson for the group, Eric Omari, said the group was not satisfied with the turnout of the polls and will seek a new direction. The Ijaw Youth Council, this is the statement they released, has resolved to call for a national congress of all Ijaw youths on Sunday, the 5th of April, 2015, at Tuomo Community in Brutulogo Government area of Delta State, where all the Ijaw youths of the Niger Delta region would meet to review the outcome of the presidential elections. Ijaw Youth Council will take a position and determine the next direction of our struggle for self-determination and resource control, as enshrined in the historic Kaima Declaration. We call on all the Ijaw youths to be alert and ready to heed the call to the service of the Ijaw nation at this crucial time of our history and struggle for survival in the Nigerian state in the face of the grand conspiracy between the North and a section of the Southwest to continue to suppress and exploit the resource of the Ijaw nation. We recall that when President Jonathan and Ijaw and from South-South won an internationally acclaimed free and fair credible election in 2011, General Buhari and his people never at any time congratulated or supported President Jonathan. Instead, they killed hundreds of innocent Nigerians and fought President Jonathan from the day he became the acting president of the zoo in 2010 until the North conspired with a section of the Southwest to take over the presidency from President Jonathan and the minorities of the South Southern election fraught with irregularities. It is also significant to know that none of the Northern socio-cultural groups, such as the Arewa Consultative Forum and others, congratulated or supported the administration of President Jonathan. Northerners created Hausa Fulani, in essence, created Boko Haram, and blamed it on President Jonathan deliberately to incite the Northern populace against President Jonathan and make him unpopular in the 2015 election so as to take back power in a grand conspiracy with a section of the Southwest. I don't know why they keep saying sections. All Yoruba people are the same. Therefore, the April 5, 2015 meeting of all Ijaw youths will determine the position of the Ijaw youths on the 2015 presidential election and our next line of action. Something is clearly missing from this statement. There was no acknowledgement of the contributions that Igbo people have been making towards this very effort. I suspect one thing that is happening in Ijoland, by saying sections of Yoruba people, there are Ijo youth, some of them, who are keen to maintain a semblance of connectivity, or should I say connection, with Yoruba people. I will tell Ijo youths what I said to other Niger Delta groups, including Ogoni. If you go and attempt to take on the zoo alone, you will be crushed. In case you have forgotten, Yaradua sent troops into Warri, in case some of you don't know, and they made it to the Atlantic. Timaya sang a song about it. Go and read it very, very well. You will understand this very, very clearly. If you attempt all these statements, the Ijaw nation, all these statements, people talking about their nation is rubbish. Without Biafra, you can never ever succeed. Ijaw is not a nation. Ijaw is a clan within Biafra land. developed into a tribe within Biafra. The same way Israel is one with 12 tribes, the same way we have different tribes. It doesn't matter here. But one common value system. Ejo Youths, you are about to make the same mistake that everybody has been making for a very long time. Thinking they can go it alone. Yorubas are working overtime to make sure that the division continues. Do not exacerbate that very schism. Don't widen it. Do not widen it. If you march alone, you will be crushed and nobody will come to your rescue. In the USA is an Islamic president. You must bear that in mind. We are telling you this evening, not just that, we must march as one. We must march as one. South, south, and southeast, of course, excluding Edo. We must march as one. If we do, we win. If you go and be saying it's a nation, you are not going anywhere. They will settle some of you. Take you to Abuja, give you one Hummer Jeep and 2 barrels of oil. This leadership will now go away. Another leadership will come. We don't need that. We want you people to come and march with us. Because we're going to march eventually. With or without, we will anyway. Everybody's upset. You never even mentioned the work that Southeast did. It wasn't mentioned. We are watching and waiting. Watching and waiting. People are always saying that, oh, maybe if we run to Yoruba, Yoruba will help us. Oh, who told you that? Who told you Yoruba will help you? So, my God. The only way you can get your resource control that you're asking for is in Biafra. There is no way an Hausa man in Jigawa is going to allow you to be free. It is not possible. Sometimes when you issue public statements, you try and be as inclusive as possible of all the Biafran families. All of them. If you run out on a limb to issue your own statement, it means because you're looking to be settled. They settle the leadership, another set comes in. In the same next 4 years, we are fighting for our resource control. They settle that leadership. They go away. Another group comes in. That is nonsense. You stand on one thing alone. Freedom. Then, after freedom, you can get all these things that you're looking for. We all believe in autonomy. That is why... how many people can come from Hausa? Can TV people rise up and say TV Nation? Hausa will massacre them overnight. Because they're under conquest. People from this part of the world can say anything they like in terms of their nationhood. Because we believe in autonomy. So I see no reason why Biafra should not be the best option. It is there on the table. And please, when you make public comments, you must take cognizance of that very fact. That we are one. You are Izon, Izon. And also, incidentally, from Anambra, all of you. The person who founded Izon where it is today, in Ijoland, is from the same Anambra, from the same man that gave birth to Umri, that gave birth to Owere and to Arochukwu. The same man. So I don't understand this, some section of Yoruba and Ijon Nation. I don't understand it. I don't. Go back and read what... That is why studying is very good. To be learned is a good thing. Oluwadan Ekwuanu said the same thing from Isaka when he was writing in those days in England. He said, despite what may pass as a fleeting influence of the Bini monarch, where we come from, power resides with the elders and the chiefs of the village. In other words, I cannot go to anybody's village and tell them what to do. Autonomy is part of our DNA. So I don't know why you think you can take on the zoo alone. You can't do it. If you go, they will march in again, and then after that, Buhari will do his amnesty. A few people will get very rich from the amnesty. And then after 4 years, the same cycle of stupidity continues. No. We march as one and we win. That's all. And please, stop blowing up pipelines inside Biafra land. If you want to blow up a pipeline, go to Yoruba land and do it, or in Hausa land. If you blow up pipeline in your mother's farm, she cannot go to farm anymore. The oil money, she's not getting anywhere in the first place. We should try and use our senses, please. Very important. This is Radio Biafra. Will the newly elected terrorist Buhari impose Sharia law on the hapless, the abandoned Christian half of the Zulu population? If that is a question to me, the answer is yes, he will. Okorocha is there. Chibika Amechi is there in Rivers. Anywhere you have APC, Islam is coming. Islam is coming. For your information, that was the deal they signed with Obama. Give us Islam. Or will Buhari, the terrorists, allow Boko Haram to continue slaughtering the remaining Christians there? Barack Hussein Obama. Obama is a Muslim. His name is Hussein. I don't know if you know that. You know Makanka? Do you know Obama's name is Hussein? Eh? Of course his name is Hussein. Go and check it now. Check his swearing in ceremony in America. His name is Barack Hussein Obama. We continue. By NDCOG, I mean black people. Black. Black indeed. Our wickedness is second to none. Somebody will see you at a checkpoint in the car. They will look at you. Out of the sheer wickedness of a black person, they will say, what is in the boot? Nothing is in the boot. It is 100% clean. And then he said, does it mean you don't have tire inside the boot? And then the driver said, but the tire is under the booth, you know, in the compartment. He said, do you have spanner there? So what he's saying to us is, a policeman on the road, what he's saying to us is that if you don't have spanner, you can't continue your journey. God. Hey, God in heaven, the zoo. Out of sheer wickedness, a black man is wicked. I'm telling you the truth. Very, very evil and wicked. And here we are curing them of that illness and that disease. I ain't a warrior, but Barack Hussein Obama was behind the campaign to remove the Christian president, who is good Lord Jonathan, and deliver the zoo called Nigeria into the hands of the jihadists. The same way he was behind the Arab Spring and the ousting of Mubarak, Libya's Gaddafi, and efforts against now Syria's Assad. Do you know that? Obama supported revolution in the Arab world. Obama, through the CIA, financed the Arab Spring. So Arab people can revolt, but not black people. Can? Oh my goodness. When we were campaigning that people shouldn't vote, Obama came out to say that they should vote. But Obama, you were campaigning for people in the Middle East, for your Arab cousins not to vote. That tells you all you need to know. Even somebody with a bit of white blood in him doesn't see black African people as being capable of reasoning. Obama is half white, half black, isn't she? Isn't he? Then why do we say he's black? Why don't we say he's white? You know, black people, we are so wretched that anything that is condemned, we accept. White people will not take people who are mixed race. But we take gladly. Of course, I'm not a natural. Hey, this OG, black. Obama is half white and half black. When it comes to Africa, his half white nature is the one speaking. He loves Arabs and Islam. Barack Hussein Obama. Very sad indeed. Muhammadu Buhari has won the Zulu presidential election. The country's independent National Electoral Commission said he defeated Goodluck Jonathan, a Christian, by about 2 million votes. The same votes. Didn't you hear me say 2 million votes here? Yeah? I said he will win by 2 million votes. Go and play back Radio Biafra broadcast. You hear me? I said it here. As barrister will always remind me. I said 2 million votes. You can vote anything you like. Oh, at the end of the day, Buhari will win by 2 million votes. And it came to pass that that was exactly what happened. Washington Times Western Foreign Policy observers preoccupied with the rise of ISIS in the Middle East should wake up to the reality unfolding in Nigeria, the zoo. Opposition candidate, now President General Muhammadu Buhari, wants Sharia law throughout the zoo. In fact, he wants it everywhere. This is what Buhari had to say. Listen to Buhari's quote. Oh, worry, are you listening? Those of you saying, oh, FEC, we know, FEC. Okoracha, we know, because of one roundabout that has not been completed. Do you know that one of the conditions that Okoracha accepted or took the loan from Islamic Bank was to employ Arab contractors? Do you know the construction firm called Arab Contractors? Do you know them? Are you telling me that our children, we don't have graduates of engineering who can build roads? Is that what you people are telling me? That you don't have Biafran children who are bright enough to go and build ordinary road? Road building is nothing. Me, my son and my wife can build a road. We go and buy chipping. Is that correct? We buy bitumen. We crush the stones and we mix it together. Isn't it? Is that not tar you're talking about? It's not rocket science. Okoracha was given a condition by APC, Boko Haram, the Islamists. You must employ an Arab contractor. And that was exactly what he did. Today, you have Arab contractors everywhere. Extremely sad indeed. This is what Buhari had to say. Some of you are jumping up and down. Hey, Chanji, Chanji, Chanji. You are about to see something. I am now going to read for you exactly the words of the terrorist, Muhammadu Buhari, from his mouth. As I said before, I only judge you by what you say. Not what I don't believe in gossip. What other people say about you is nonsense to me. What comes out of your mouth is what I condemn you with. The best has come to me. I must please crave your indulgence to interrupt this. But before I go to the barrister, I must quickly conclude by reading out what Buhari said. These are the words of the terrorist and commander of all the Islamic forces in the zoo, including Boko Haram. I will continue to show openly and inside me the total commitment to the Sharia movement that is sweeping all over Nigeria. Allah willing, we will not stop the agitation for the total implementation of the Sharia in the country. Ejike Membaka, are you listening? Ejike Membaka, are you listening? Some of you are too moronic and idiotic. You support evil. Here we don't. Mbaka, can I read this again for you so you understand it? You got to hear in a whoever. I will continue to show openly and inside me the total commitment to the Sharia movement that is sweeping all over Nigeria. God willing, we will not stop the agitation for the total implementation of Sharia in the country. What else do you want to know? He swore by the Quran to Islamize you. They sent to Okoracha as an advance guard. Mad people. Barrister, you have come to me. And barrister, can yes, you hear barrister. Me? Thank you very much, please. The world is waiting. Go ahead.
Barrister, good evening to you, and good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, if with north or south. Director, we are here, Forest Gate, with a multitude of people. More numbers than ever before. Men, women, children. Everybody in this particular hall, and the meeting is ongoing, and they are all listening and hearing what is happening with Father Mbaka and all the rest of Sharia law with Buhari. Biafrans are resilient, very, very resolute in everything we do. We believe in one commonality, that we have nothing to do with Muslims, neither do we have anything to do with Sharia law. Inasmuch as Obama will do his best to wheel us into that direction, we say no to it, and we reject it. So the fact is, Biafrans worldwide are doing the same meeting, some of them in Japan, in China. I also understand in Germany, they are having IPOB meeting, just like we are having today here in east of London, Forest Gate. I must tell you once again, Director, people here are vibrant. They are happy that they are meeting, and they are making contributions as required. Wherever you are, as far as you are a Biafran, nobody should tell you or remind you who you are or what you are. Each and individual here, most people do preach on their way to work, even at their workplaces. They talk about Biafra, even preach to the white people around them, telling them the essence and the reason why Biafra has to be restored. We have existed before, and we are going back to exist again. Biafra is not a nation that should be toyed with. We are battered and bruised, but we are returning back to our originality. Director, I know a few of our people here who want to say something to you, for you to know that we are very many here.
Thank you very much, Barrister. Thank you. The next person.
Good evening, Commander Director.
Thank you very much.
This is Ike Chukwumbata, still from Anambra State.
Thank you.
I'm representing my team in Biafra meeting in UK. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Director, good evening. This is OK Obiano. I'm representing in my state as well, from Ogidi. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ogidi is also there in London. Thank you very much.
Hello, Director. This is Uchoma Irewu, the assistant PR of London. You see, can I?
Thank you very much, my sister.
Hello, Director. This is Ezeko Sere from Nibo. I'm in the meeting. God bless you.
Thank you. May Chukwuma bless you too. Thank you.
Hello, Director.
Yes, please.
My name is Tempu Tochipu. I'm from Uli. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Uli is also there.
Good evening, Director. My name is Chukwuma Konoha. God bless you.
And you too.
Okay, dear friends.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, good evening, dear friends all over the world. I greet you. My name is Kelechi Nodi. I'm from Owerri. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Nnamdi Ihike. Thank you.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Emeka Okonkwo. I'm from Abatete.
Abatete.
Keep it up. Thank you.
Thank you. We are my deputy council chairman for Ndioma Soso. Abatete.
Good evening, Director, and fellow dear friends all around the world. My name is Kenneth David Asonye. I'm here at the Biafra meeting with my fellow Biafrans, and we're marching ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. That was the person I told you about. Kenneth David.
Director, you live long.
And you too.
Long live Biafra. My name is Nnaji Opok, and we're from Abuja, Kano, Enugu State. Tukwa Biafra is our God.
He said.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Anayotuku Ekwa. I'm from Amere in Oru East Local Government. Thank you, sir, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Mr. Hilary Oji. I'm from Olo in Olo Town, Imo State, Jeffaland. We are doing well. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, my dear brother, Hilary. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Obi Ora, and I'd like to say that the meeting here is going well, and Chukwuma Piana is our God. Take care.
Thank you very much, our dear sister, Obiageli. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Good evening, Director, and good evening, Biafrans worldwide. This is Carol Chidimamunde from the meeting in London, UK. Good evening, everybody. Nice to see you.
Thank you very much. Carol Monde is also at the meeting. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, Director. My name is Ike Chukwu Daja from Umunala Mumudin Nevi. I'm representing my own people here. And I greet you all members of IPOB in United Kingdom and Ireland. I wish you all well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Communities are represented in London today.
One thing, madam.
Onyomega, the dead.
They are offering Joko.
Thank you.
We do not compromise Biafra.
Never.
Nigerians should take ultimatum. Get out of our land or see them in the war front.
That's
long important. Live Biafra.
He said.
Good evening, Director. Good evening, all Biafra friends.
Good evening.
This is Uchenna Aranu from Nzwa Ozobolo, bringing the IPOB family of Kent into the IPOB family from London, and we're marching on.
Thank you very much. Even Ozobolo is also in London. My goodness, man.
Hello, Director.
Yes, please.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, I'm Reginald Chukwueke in Unum Lukiant, Mawishan, and so on. Omayan.
Omayan.
God bless you.
And you too.
Yes, Omayan, yes.
Of course.
God bless you.
And you too. Yeah. May we shine as well.
Good evening. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
And good evening, fellow Biafrans all over the world. My name is Alex Chetakamalo. I'm from Owerri, Emi. I'm from Emi Owerri in Biafra land. We are presently at in a Biafra meeting here in London. Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on. Hello. Hello.
Good evening, Director.
Yes, good evening.
My name is CJ Maduka Okafor. From Obo in Newi South. We are here in Forest Gate, East London, supporting what you're doing, the good work you've started. May your days be long.
And
God will not
well.
Forsake you. If you fall, we fall. We'll yes, behind sir. You.
Thank
long
you
live
very
Biafra.
Much. Long live Biafra. Thank you very much for that. You're very kind. Very kind. Thank you.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans and friends of Biafra worldwide. My name is Eliezer Chinedu Mizuchuku. I come from Omokere Mbose, Isia Langwa, Biafra land. We are here at the meeting in Forest Gate. We pray for you. Our God is good.
Of course, he's all
may
the time.
Belong.
And yours as well. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hello, Director.
Yes.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans all over the world and lovers of freedom. My name is Amaka Epo Machie. I wish to say thank you, Director, for the good work you're doing for our people. And may Chukwu Abiyama continue to be with you.
Ise.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Michael Chinweze Nwankwo. I'm from Obuokyo Kunano in Enugu, Biafra land. I'm the secretary. Director, the fire you set up in London is burning, and we are not going back.
At
no
all.
Retreat, no surrender.
At all.
God bless you.
And you too, Okunono. I don't know why they spell it A-W-K. Thank you very much.
Good evening. Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Festus Anekwe. By grace of God, the coordinator of IPOB in London. Director, we are happy for what is happening here. Like as our secretary have just said, the fire that we just set up is burning. And it will continue to be burning until the final result, which is Biafra. I want to take this opportunity to talk to all coordinators all over the world to work more harder because we are now into the main program. So I urge each and every one of them to do whatever they can to make sure they pull our people, wherever they are. Director, thank you very much, and God will continue to guide and protect you.
He said, thank you very much. Thank you. Our very formidable coordinator.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Chike Luom Siobuana, popularly known as Uzuoka.
Uzuoka.
Happens to be the assistant coordinator in London. Director, may God, Chukwu Abiyama, guide and protect you and all the good listeners all over the world. Thank you, my director.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Uzuoka. Thank you. One of us.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, Biafrans all over the world. My name is Maze Usita Adema Noluka. I'm from Ihe, Mbosi, in Ekwusigo, LGA. Director, yes. Keep the fire burning.
Of course.
And may Chukwu Abiyama be your God.
He say, and yours as well. Ihe Mbosi, I love that place very much. My mom comes from Ihe. Ihe, light of
good
course.
Evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Emeki Kanyong. I'm from Ogidi. I'm the Financial Secretary of Biafrans in London. And keep doing a good job. We are watching forward.
Thank you very much.
Director.
Thank you, my dear brother. From Ogidi, even Ogidi is also in London. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Elizabeth Onyeka. We are in the meeting in Forest Gate.
Thank you very much.
And I want to use the opportunity to invite my people from Nkwere, Amiibo local government, or it's local government, to come out and join the struggle. Thank you, and God bless you, and keep you.
My dear sister, from Nkwere, but Nkwere people are out, isn't it? On the ground here, they're very strong, very, very strong on the ground. Nkwere is formidable.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear sister.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, my name is Edema Sam. I'm from Eket in the Biafra land.
Of course. Bible. And you know what I'm going to say. Can you speak your language? That's better. That is better.
Messi.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Kalisto Sifan Chuku Aloruo. I'm from Umunumo, Amandoba. Director, we are marching ahead. I'm representing Amandoba as a whole.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much. And God bless all Biafrans.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, Director. It's Alex Kabalo once again.
Yes.
You were asking me to hold on when I was.
Yes. Give me your full name. That was the full name you gave us before. Repeat your full name again, please.
Alex Cheta Kabalo.
My goodness.
Onye from Emi Owerri.
My goodness me. Cheta Kamano. My goodness.
Yes.
You have the same surname as me. You have the same surname as me. Because Kanu is actually short for, of course. Kanu is short for Kamano. That's the meaning of it.
Yes.
The god of thunder and lightning, for those who don't know.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm humbled. Thank you.
We are glad to be associated with the day's activities. And we are encouraging you as well. And we are solidly behind you.
Thank you very much. My namesake. Yes. Thank you. Kamano is actually the full pronunciation.
Kamano,
yes. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes.
Are we done? Do we have more people willing to come forward? Are we done?
Hello.
Director.
Yes, please. Are we done? Do we have more people?
You are the commander. Let's stop for now.
Yes, and then come back later because there are too many of you in that meeting in Forest Gate. You see now...
Too many people.
You see, take picture, please, and post for us on Facebook. Take a picture and post for us on Facebook, very important, of this critical family meeting in London right now, this very minute. So those that missed it will know what they are missing. Thank you very much. The barrister, you will come back to us later. Thank you. Whilst I proceed with the conclusion of our news summary. I don't want people to be too excited. I am going to read for you again what Buhari said. That is why we hate AP. I don't hate people for no reason. This is why I know that APC does not mean well for our people. Everything we say on Radio Biafra comes to pass. That is why Onye Okorocha wouldn't match way also. Chase that man away. Okorocha is evil. Okorocha is evil. Let me read for you once again what the master said. The master being the terrorist now at Asorok, about to go into Asorok because we are getting reported that Jonathan is now moving out with the wife. I will continue to show openly and inside me the total commitment to the Sharia movement that is sweeping all over the zoo. He's called it Nigeria. In fact, let me read Buhari's word verbatim, please. I wouldn't paraphrase him at all. According to Buhari, I will continue to show openly and inside me the total commitment to the Sharia movement that is sweeping all over Nigeria. God willing, we will not stop the agitation for the total implementation of Sharia in the country. And when they say that Sharia is sweeping the country, who are the people proposing Sharia right now for everybody? Is it not Boko Haram? So here is Buhari telling you that he is in support of Boko Haram. These are his words. I will continue to show openly and inside me the total commitment to the Sharia movement that is sweeping all over Nigeria. sweeping all over Nigeria. Who's sweeping all over Nigeria? Boko Haram. What do they want? Sharia for everybody. Buhari agrees with Boko Haram. It is here in black and white. And you're telling me you're going to go out. I want to go and vote. I want to vote for Kocha because of roundabout. That's what his master is saying. Very soon, your children will be attending a local madrasa, Islamic school, like Al-Majri, everywhere. The Kenya president, Uhuru Kenyatta, declared 3 days of national mourning on Saturday after Al-Qaeda-linked Islamic gunmen known as Al-Shabaab killed almost 150 people in one of the country's worst massacres. I declare 3 days of mourning during which our flag will fly at half-mast, Kenyatta said in a televised national address from the capital, Nairobi, condemning the barbaric slaughter in his first address since the attack happened on Thursday. Welcome to darkened Africa. They come over and they kill. And who are the people killing? Islam. Why is it that Obama wants Islam, virulent, dangerous Islam everywhere? Barack Hussein, Obama. Only you can tell, not us. I don't know what ordinary Americans are doing. Ordinary Americans, what are you people doing? And the world is being overrun by Islam. America has a position of both military and economic preeminence. Not so that you can sit idly by and watch Islam overrun this very earth. It is time for Americans to show leadership. I'm not talking about Obama. I'm talking about ordinary Americans to show leadership and fulfill that for which they were placed in that very country in the first place, which is to defend freedom all over the world. Presidency orders probe into leakage of Jonathan's phone chat with Buhari. Jonathan, I don't know what he looks like. I have no idea. He's always changing his clothing. My goodness. The presidency is reported to have been seriously embarrassed by the leakage of President Goodluck Jonathan's telephone conversation with the president-elect, General Muhammadu Buhari, on Tuesday, March 31st, where he considered defeat. The audio recording of the president's call to General Buhari at 5:15 p.m. on Tuesday, through which he congratulated the president-elect on his victory, was within the same day already in the public domain, with various news sites publishing the audio. Here, if you pay money, you get anything you want. Actually, if we had as much money as possible, we can get Biafra without going to war. But I prefer to get Biafra through war, so that the world will respect us and our children will be proud of the achievements of their fathers. There is no information you cannot buy here. People are hungry. There is no information. That is where we get. I'm not saying that we are bribing people too. Of course, they come to us to offer us information and we broadcast it. That is our job. And that's what we do here on Radio Biafra. 60% of lecturers in all universities today in the zoo have no business being there, according to the National Mathematical Center boss. His name is Sholarin. He was reporting in a newspaper that the 60% of course, they listen to Radio Biafra. We told them before this man, this Yoruba man, is now talking about lecturers. Are we not the first to tell you that your lecturers are useless and hopeless? We told you on Radio Biafra. We don't care who is upset because in the end, we are proven right. We don't give a damn who is upset because in the end, we are always right. Mike Udo is saying that Radio Biafra is not just a radio station, but a Cambridge University, of course. Udo, Michael, thank you very much. Of course, we are better than Cambridge. Who is Cambridge? If you come here and you don't learn, you know you are a natural dunce. You don't know anything. Because here we break it down into sizes. They said to mobilize Biafran people is difficult. To gather Igbo is difficult. That's what you said. Is that not right? There is a meeting right now going on in London, packed, in Thessaloniki, in Vienna, in Bremen, in Hamburg, in Stuttgart, in Osaka, in Japan. There is a meeting also going on in Ankara, in Turkey. There is nowhere on this. But these are the people you told us before. Oh, you cannot bring them together. Oh, they are difficult. They are impossible. Not only do they bring them together, they are the ones funding what we are doing. I don't want to praise them yet. IPOB. I don't want to praise you yet until we get Biafra. Then you will know that we are your servants for real. You will see what a servant does. IPOB is the master. Radio Biafra is the mouthpiece. We are here to serve. To serve as servants. And we will serve you until Biafra comes and beyond. One day you will know you are the boss. Right now you don't know. Everything we do at your command. You people are the ones that tell us what to do. We articulate it and we say this is what we are going, and we do it. That's our job. Every idea from establishing IPOB to having CHK 97.6 and 88.0 to being on satellite to having our cenotaph built to 30th of May to stopping election, you call us on the phone. You are the one that told us. I have never claimed credit, neither has Radio Biafra editorial board, for anything we have done. You people, you are the ones that tell us what to do. You call us on the phone when our lines open. You give us advice and we take it. Can anybody come today and say that anything we have done on IPOB, Radio Biafra, is comes from our brain? Are you not the one that phone us and say, do this, and we say it's a very good idea and we do it? Is that not the case? Because we listen to sound advice. It's not every advice we take. Sometimes you will advise us and won't take it. But in the end, we listen to sound advice. I must proceed very quickly. People are dying to call and we must oblige them. We need to oblige them. Detained INEC card reader consultant sues SSS. They have now sued SSS for damages running into 100 million. They said 100 million. They said, very sad indeed, extremely sad indeed. Thank you very much. As I'm live on air, people are even tweeting. They are tweeting us this very moment. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We are live, we are direct, and Chukwu Abiama in heaven is our God. We must proceed, we must continue. This is Radio Biafra. The dreaded sect Boko Haram, of which Buhari, the terrorist, is their commander-in-chief of Northern Nigeria. Buhari of Northern Nigeria. This time around, it is at Kayamia, a village said to be close to Maiduguri, the Borno State capital. A source close to operatives of the Joint Task Force in Borno State confirmed the development to the Ego. They have struck again, Boko Haram. How many did they kill this time? Buhari, are you listening? Your men, they have struck again and they have killed people. I want to know how many they have killed. As at press time, no number released yet, but the attack is ongoing at this Borno village. This Borno village is under attack. Very serious attack. I hope that Buhari is listening. Okoracha, are you listening? You supporter of terrorism, are you listening? The Oyo State governor says nobody, no matter how highly placed, will be allowed to truncate the peaceful atmosphere in the state under any guise. Governor Abiola Ajimobi gave the warning while inspecting the damage done at the Adekile area of Ibadan Southeast local government area over the rumor of a kidnapper's den, which led to the brutal murder of the divisional police officer in charge of Agugu Station and three others. Three houses were also razed, burnt down in the process. The zoo is boiling every blessed day. Complete and total breakdown of law and order. The ABGA candidate for the governorship in Abia State, Dr. Alex Soti, tells people, or told a particular journalist, that people are ashamed to say they are from Abia because of what Yodhoji did. And I agree with him. I agree with Alex Soti. That Theodore G is a joke. He's from Ibeku. But Theodore G is another disgrace. Another wretched, pathetic, hopeless disgrace. He has rigged himself to Senate so he can continue to enjoy immunity as his loot and his stolen wealth continue to circulate and to feed his immediate family. That concludes our news this very evening, the evening of the 4th of April in the year of our Lord 2015, with the time now standing at 17 minutes to 10 p.m. Our lines are now open by popular demand. We open our lines to take your calls that you may express your views, put them forward. Sometimes we adopt them, we develop them, we act upon them. It crystallizes to form the bedrock upon which this very restoration effort is built. Everything we have done here, everything we will continue to do here, will be suggested by you. Somebody is tweeting and saying Enugu has a very serious work to be done to it. The Enugu station needs serious work done to it. I don't know what is going to happen, but Enugu people, if you're listening, I think somebody, are you listening to me? Somebody needs to go with a register, please, and go around Enugu, all Radio Biafra listeners, to pay 1,000 naira each to fix their own station for them. Chika, our brother, has bought the relay station. We have put it there, met every expense, including petrol. We need Enugu people to pay for the repairs. Enugu people, you will pay for the repairs of the station. We are only teaching you how to be charitable. We are teaching you how to be charitable. I have a caller on the line, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
My yes, Director, good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Director, I'm calling from Togo. I'm Peter and Carlo.
You're calling from where?
Yeshua.
You're calling from Togo.
From Togo.
Yes, please, yeah. Go ahead.
Director, I want to commend you for the good work that you are doing.
Thank you.
We are so happy for you. We are so happy because the ICAB in Togo, we are very strong.
Thank you.
We are very strong in our meeting and in all our activities. So we have been trying to get through all this while, but the line is too busy. So I want to tell you that we should go on with your good work. And that I want to say, make an opinion about the people calling me, telling me that we should be very careful. We want to tell the world that anybody that touches our director touches all of us. That we are angry for what is happening in our country, and we cannot accept. So anybody calling director, telling him to be careful or people to guide him, is making mistakes. We, the people of Biafra, to stand on our director. Nobody will rise up and touch our director shall be broken. Anybody that touches our director has touched all of us, and we shall rise and fight as the people of Biafra. So director, I pray that Peter Biafra will continue to bless you and give you no wisdom. And we are walking behind you.
He said, did you hear that? That is a family from Togo. IPOB in Togo. We just want to let you know how big we are. It's because we don't want to celebrate it until we get Biafra. That is only the time we can pat ourselves on the back. But right now, we keep building. From Togo, for your information, IPOB in Togo. They think we are joking. I feel sorry for them. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. And where is this one leading to? So why is it not picking up? Why was it not picking up? I don't understand this. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Thank you very much. Please, your name and where you are.
Well, I'm calling from Himemba, no?
Yes, and what is your name?
My name is Ikechukwu Onuoha.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Now, all dear friends, I want all of you to listen. Nnamdi Kanu is somebody sent by God to do God's work in this.
The line is gone. That is what we encounter here in the zoo. You cannot find any infrastructural amenity or service reliable. If we had our satellite now, we would not have lost that call. We wouldn't have. Because we would have routed it in such a way that the strength of the connectivity will be held through the internet. Not this. Somebody is trying to say something on his or her radio station, because Radio Biafra is owned by IPOB. And you can't even finish making your comment and the line is gone. Can you imagine? Such an embarrassment. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, if you may.
My name is Owowo Etimata. I'm from Akwa Ibom. I'm now staying in Imo State, or G, to be precise.
Thank you very much, our brother from Akwa Ibom. You're welcome. Ibibio, of course, our closest cousins. Please go ahead.
I'm very, very impressed on what you have been doing. I pray that God Almighty will strengthen you and really help us to achieve this purpose. I'm so much happy. It is today that I met a director in charge of in Owerri. Because I've been calling him right from the day you left his contact with us. I've been calling him, but I met him today in person. I'm so happy, my director. May God strengthen you and help you to achieve this purpose for us in Jesus' name.
Did somebody call it to say, I don't hear from Akwa Ibom people. Is that from Southside? Is that correct? There was one South sister in London. Now another one has called us also. So I don't know what else they need. The line is so congested. Even people from abroad can't even get in. That tells you. If we pick your call, you're very lucky. Akwa Ibom is the closest cousin we have, and I include Ikwere as well in this. Because Ibibio and Igbo are the same thing. Ibibio, go and look at all the ancient writings, the Portuguese and the English, those that came here. There was a time they could not separate the two names. When they write Igbo, when they want to describe us, they write Igbo, Ibo / Ibibio. They couldn't separate the two. The Ebe we dance. Have you seen Ebe dance before? Where do you think we got it from? Where do you think it came from? Akwa Ibom, you know that? We dance Ebe in our village. Have you asked your village Ebe? Where did you come from? Akwa Ibom. You dance, we belong to the Okonkwo fraternity. Is that correct? Do you know where Okonkwo comes from? Ibibio. So, if you are not related to somebody, how come Ebe... Oh, God in heaven. And for your information, Efik is not different from Ibibio. They are the same thing. Efik is a derivative of Ibibio. They are the same people. I don't understand how people want to explain it. Where we come from, in Efik, they call it Ebo. Where we come from, we call it Mau. But we answer Ebo as well as a surname, as well as Efik people, and by extension Ibibio. Yet somebody is telling you that these are not your relatives. You don't know who they are. Somebody who is answering Ebo somewhere in Calabar will travel all the way to Katsina to go and look for their fellow Nigerian. And as you're driving to Katsina, you're passing through Arochukwu. You're passing through territories where the people bear the same name that you're bearing. I'm struggling, you see. I'm struggling. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please, your name and where you are. If you could, please raise your voice a little bit. That would be highly appreciated, if you may. They are no longer there. They have gone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening. My name is Chikono. I'm calling from Abba.
Oh, no, from Abba. Please stay where... Oh, we have lost the caller from Russia. Please go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, my director, I'm very, very happy this morning to with our brother that sent us generator. I just want to say a very big thank you to him. Even our brother Kika that sent phone to us, I say a very big thank you to him. May Chukwu Abia my guide and protect them so that their pockets will not dry in the name of Chukwu Abia.
He say, thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. The reason why Tinubu supported Buhari, somebody is trying to tell us, Tim Zosuji is writing to us on WhatsApp, and I want to see what that message is all about. He's writing to us on WhatsApp. I want to get the message once I get it out to you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Okay.
Not at all. Somebody just called and went off. Perhaps they couldn't quite believe themselves. And sometimes when they hear about Radio Biafra, they just can't quite believe it. The caller on the phone, hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello.
One more hello and you will be off. Once you hear my voice, you continue to speak. You never, ever stop. Never, ever stop. West Daily meeting as well is going on. Meeting, there will be IPOB meeting in India today. Today being Sunday because India has gone into their Sunday. West Delhi zone. The venue of the meeting is Nawada Metro Station. Time is 4 p.m. The number to call is +91 965 055 4243. I repeat, +91 965 055 4243. Even in India. IPOB is there. Wherever you go to. So, let's say you are a politician and you are annoying here. And you travel to a country. One phone call. If we want you dead, we kill you. If we want to suffocate you, we suffocate you. If we want to poison you, we poison you. All these places, people are meeting. Do you know that we have diehard people prepared to sacrifice their life in order to carry out a command? Do you understand that? They don't know who they're playing with. They think we have just come. Oh, we can just arrest them, you see. And after a while, we see if we can soften them up and then give them 1 million each so they can go away. Yeah, God, if anything happens to me, start killing them immediately. If you don't hear from me for 4 days, start killing them immediately, wherever they are. Then they will see, they will know how serious we are. It's actually in their interest to pray that I'm alive. It's in their interest. They must know that. Because we came prepared. We have been studying Biafra for now. 2015 makes it 20 years. All the nonsense, all the mistakes, the loopholes, as we are going, we are covering them up one after the other. That we have gotten to a stage whereby almost every pro-Biafran group now wants to come together under one banner. Two will not be admitted. One for working with APC, Boko Haram. They told me to allow Okorocha, that Okorocha is interested in what we are doing. He wants to come. I told the person that you are mad. Okorocha will not come here. The other one is the Ifajun of our time. Onyoshi. Extraordinary. I don't know. Where did we see the banner today saying that, don't blame politicians, blame pastors? I saw a banner today. In Aba. I saw a banner. I was in Aba today. I saw a banner in Aba saying, blame Obo Hill. If you're going down Obo Hill, before you get to the last road, before Waterside, you know, the river, before you turn right, on the left hand side, you will see it here, banner saying, don't blame politicians, blame pastors. Correct. Because they are walking hand in hand thieves. Don't blame Nigeria, blame Owasu. If you don't have Biafra, blame Owasu. Ifeajuna is the problem. Ifeajuna of our time remains the problem. There is also a meeting as well. Where is this meeting happening? This one is happening. I need the country, please. I can just give me number, no country. There will be meeting tomorrow. Venue, Malaika Hall, Cristo Rey Catholic Church, Ciudad, Jardín. Where is in Malaga, please? That's better. Do you know where Malaga is? Malaga is in Spain. I was reading India a short while ago. Now we are having a meeting in Spain. I don't think anybody can cope with that, can you? Do you see how big we are? Massive. We kept it quiet all these years. I know Ronan and Zuzo. There is a family meeting in Malaga as well. Everywhere you go to, IPOB is there. Formidable and exceptional. And you know, without fear of any idiot. Who are you that we should be afraid of you? How many heads do you have? IPOB family will be having their meeting tomorrow on the 5th of April 2015 by 5:30 p.m. Venue is Malaika Hall, Cristo Rey Catholic Church in Ciudad Jardín. It is in Malaga, please. Come one, come all. I have two telephone numbers for you, please, for Malaga in Spain, should you wish to attend. The very first one is 631-187-404. I repeat, 631-187-404 for Malaga in Spain. There is also another number, 631-863-235. 631-863-235. Everywhere we are formidable. My goodness me. Everywhere you go to, we are there. Is this another meeting as well? Ha. Which country is this place? When you write a meeting, this one is +91. That's India as well, isn't it? But which zone is this? Which zone is this in India? Because we have many zones in India. We have many family meetings in India. Which one is? I don't know which one this is. Please give us the name. Obioma Chukunonyarem. From India, please give us the area, please, that this meeting is holding before I announce it, because I can't find it here. The venue is Utah Romeo House, but I don't have the area, please. I do not have the area. I do not have the area. Which one is this? You must forgive us. We are too many all over the... If I begin to announce meetings, I'll be here to you tomorrow. We are all over the world. You understand what I'm saying? We are all over the world. Oh, even IPOB is meeting in Asaba tomorrow. Is that correct? The number to call for the update of the Asaba meeting tomorrow is 081-685-85048. I repeat, everybody in Anioma, even those of you... No, we don't want... Because does Onisha have a family meeting? Onisha has his own family meeting. There is one holding in Asaba tomorrow, please. If you want to come, you are more than welcome to do so. Please call or text this very number if you want details and direction to the venue of the meeting. 081-685-85048. I repeat, 081-685-85048 for Asaba meeting. There is one also here for... I'll take a break and please take some more calls before... If I announce meetings here, as I said, we'll be here till tomorrow morning. IPOB in South Delhi, India is meeting tomorrow as well. The 5th. The venue is Neb Saria. The time is 5 p.m. The number to call is 0981832624. I repeat, 0981832624. This is the number for South Delhi in India. Can anybody cope with that? No, I don't think you can. That's how big we are. Formidable. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, sir.
Please. Good evening, sir. Good evening. Your name and where you are?
My name is Samuel Onduku. I'm calling you from Abuja as well.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I want to comment in the issue of Buhari, what you read out about what he said. And I want to also assure our people that this is the war, and he has come for us to stand and defend ourselves, because I will be the last idiot to bow down my head in the Islam or whatever thing they call themselves. So I can't be a part of that. I have to stand and fight and defend my people. Thank you, Barrister.
Thank you very much.
And also the boy that called from that said that he's from Akwa Ibom, right?
Yes.
And I'm also from Nkoro, and according to the history of Nkoro, we migrate from Akwa Ibom to Nkoro, including Abreba. So
that is correct. Abreba is from hold on, please. You are correct.
Okay.
Abreba is actually from Akwa Ibom.
Yes.
Abreba is actually from Akwa Ibom. Please
go
and do your research. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I'm just telling you the reality, because we migrate from Abreba and Nkoro. We are just migrate from Akwa Ibom, and we are together in one love, in one united. Even though the Okonkwo you are talking about, they also carry it the same way from that place to our side.
Of course.
And the so people that believe in that, they are also doing it. So I really thank God that they are cooperating, and I pray that let Chukwu Ebiama give them the zeal to come together and let us be in united and get what belongs to us. Thank you, Mandarezo, and God be with you.
And you too. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. It's a very clear fact, very, very clear, that some of you don't quite appreciate nor understand. The Abreba people you're seeing today, they're actually Ibibio people. Ibibio. Yes, somebody from Ibibio is south. You're traveling all the way to, what's the name of that place? Jalingo, to go and look for your fellow Nigerian. But you're going through, you go past Abreba, your own flesh and blood, to travel to Jalingo. And I'm asking Ibibio people, if Igbo and Ibibio are not one, why is it that we have a concordant and we don't say, how come? Is our food not the same? Our vegetable soup is not the same. Or they put water leaf in their own. You know they can cook. My goodness me. 21. Then they ship butter. My goodness. They cook till thy kingdom come. My goodness me. The only people that can convert many things to something edible. That is how you know where women are lazy. If you go to Yoruba land, you starve. God forbid Satan. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiama is our God. The caller on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good day, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Ezed Nachi Enwere.
And where are you calling from?
Yeah, coming from Mbise.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, Biafra land.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Director, Chukwu Abiama will protect you.
You say, and you too.
What you are doing, we like it. And nothing will do you. We are ready. Because Nigeria so-called zoological republic, they are fleeing us. So we are angry. Only God knows. As a man, we are angry. So, Director, save my number. I want to become a member of that Biafran family. Only God knows.
Yes. Your number will be saved and you will become part of our family. Very, very important. And
thank you, sir. I'm grateful. I don't have too much words to say, too much talk to say.
Thank you very much.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, so, sir, I diverse. I am angry because what so-called politicians, what they are doing here, so-called Nigerian, they are fooling us. So, I diverse. Only God knows. So, I want to become a member of the Afran family. Only God knows. So, I don't have too much words to say.
Thank you very much.
So, God bless you.
And
Chukwu Abiama protect you. But, sir, let me just give me a number where I will call and
go and belong. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. Hold on. Get a pen and paper, please. Get a pen and paper, and I'll give you a number. Are you there?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, sir.
This is for Wore. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I'm with you.
Imo State Coordinator. This is Imo State. Is that correct? Imo Coordinator, please. Call this number. 080.
Yes, sir.
657.
657.
316.
316.
96.
96.
Yes, correct number. Please call that number. Is our Imo State Coordinator. Then they will tell you who your zonal coordinator is, because we build it from the ground up. We have zones. We have.
Thank you, sir.
We have. Thank you very much. We have states here in the zoo, then, which is the, you know, the stage before the very last one. Then you have the national coordinator. And then from there, they report to the African rep, who is based in Senegal. The African rep reports to our COC, who is based in Texas. And then the COC reports to the head of the Directorate of State, who is manning our embassy in Victoria. Do they know we have an embassy in Victoria? I don't think people know that. We have Biafran embassy in Victoria. It's not a charade. SF to teach Abalaga. If you call it, the number will ring, somebody will answer you. That is where our head of the Directorate of State, that is where his office is. Everything goes to him. And then from there, he takes instructions from Biafra land, where we are. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. There will be a meeting at Benue as well, is it? Benue 2. Benue is into 2, is that correct? We have Benue 1 and Benue 2, which comprises of Makrodi, Wanune. This name is very interesting. The name is Wanune, is that correct? Wanune, is that? Of course, it's NWA. Is that the correct spelling? Is this the wrong spelling or the correct one? The spelling is NWA. NWA NUNNE. Is that an Awasa name? This is Idoma, isn't it? What is it? It's in TV land. Who gave them this type of name? NWANUNNE. Wanunne. Ha. In TV? Are you sure it's TV land? No, I need to research this. I don't think so. The telephone number for Benue 2 meeting Makrodi and Wanunne and all is 080-223-56675. Is there any freedom fighting outfit that has the type of network all over the world at the same time? So in a singular day, in a singular weekend, we have meetings in nothing less than 15 countries of the world. Every blessed weekend. And people want to play with us. They don't know who we are. This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? For the last time, the caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, my director. Good evening.
Good evening. Please, your name and where you are.
Auchiere Afaremi.
And where are you calling from?
My director, I'm calling from UBC.
Thank you very much. So you are from... Hold on. Hold on. Thank you very much. You are now from Akwa Ibom. You are now from Akwa Ibom.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Sand make leg no long in a round my tissue make the flag in all right. I'm not saying I go to him. Yes, if I can make him to go. I'm a tissue. 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 I'm a tissue.
He said, He said, thank you very much, my dear sister. Thank you. You are now from Akwa Ibom. You are from Ibibio. Once you marry an Ibibio person, you have now abandoned your home. If you're a woman, you are now an Ibibio woman, and that is how it should be. That is how it ought to be. Because we are one. One people. One people. I keep saying that all the time. If you go to Abribaland, you will know that we are one. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening. Good evening, Chukwu Abiyama. Bless you, Director.
He say, and bless you too. Please go ahead.
The coordinator, we're not from Imo State.
Thank you. Thank you.
Director, I'm trying to investigate one or two things going on for these Zulu nations, Nigeria. For those people who are trying to know the coordinator or the phone number, because we're having a family meeting tomorrow at our usual place, they should call my number. If those who wanted to become a member of IPOB, Director, as I'm saying to you now about what is going on for this political nation, there's a lot of things going on underground, both for the party PDP and APC. And from our investigation, most of the APCs are terrorist group, and even in anywhere they are causing chaos, even in the church, they are fighting anywhere. So this is what is going on, especially here in Imo State. But, you know, we're not here. We are family members. It's very, very good, and we are coordinating fine, and we are doing our meetings usual, despite all the whole disturbance from the Nigerian police. But we are not minding them, because they are not coming close to our territory, because we are ready to shoot. Despite that, we are getting the order from you. Once ever you give us order to start, we are going to start our action.
I know Owere is raring to go, but please wait for the total command to come from here. I beg of you, nobody should do anything until the time is right. And when the time is right, I will tell you.
Yes, Director, there is news I get about Asari Dokobo. I heard that now they have claimed responsible. They have closed one oil pipe well in Niger. Is this in Delta State? I don't know whether we have anything about that. And they are also waiting to what's going to happen after the handover on 29. So I don't know whether you have anything about to say about that, Director.
I have many things to say, but I am not at liberty to say it live on air, please. I can't say it on air. But what I can say to people listening all over the world is that the unity is ongoing. We are formalizing the coming together of all Biafran families here in Biafraland, from south, south, and southeast. We are moving ever closer together. That is fantastic news, and people must applaud it. We are working very hard to make sure that happens here on the ground.
Okay. Director, in case of those who are calling for meetings, maybe most of us, we are normally, this is my number, but for them who are trying to know where we are, because we are not giving out number issue for any anybody, because most of them are saboteurs. Okay, Director.
Thank you.
May Chukwu bless you. May Chukwu bless you. Continue protecting you at all time. Nothing will happen to you. Don't be afraid of anybody, because I'm not afraid of death. I know that now one day a man must die, so I'm not afraid of death. Despite whatever threats they are trying to lay on us, I cannot surrender.
I know you won't. Thank you very much. I know you won't.
Okay.
Owere is very, very strong, for goodness sake. I think we have, how many zones do we have in Owere? 3 zones in Owere. 3 family meetings in Owere. Do we have any in Omuahi? One in Omuahi. Owere has 3. Omuahi has 1. No wonder Theodore is their governor. We continue. There is a meeting in South Africa as well. On Monday, Easter Monday, South African family will be holding their meeting as well. The time is 6 p.m. at Sport Bar Club, number 96, Kingsway Avenue in Brakpan, East Land, Johannesburg, South Africa. Our national there is Chukwu De Chidebere Obiukwu. He's the national coordinator. And his numbers are 0743167861. 0743167861. IPOB family in Johannesburg, South Africa is meeting on Monday. Easter Monday, please. The time of the meeting is 6 p.m. The venue is the Sports Bar Club, which is at number 96 Kingsway Avenue in Brakpan, Eastland, Johannesburg, South Africa. The number for Chukwudi once again is 0743-167-861. 0743-167-861. If you're in South Africa, in Johannesburg area, go and call this number and be part of the IPOB family. And then you have families in 88 countries of the world and counting. That's what it means. Once you're an IPOB family member, you have family members in over 88 countries of the world. That is how formidable we are. We continue. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, director, I can hear you.
Please, your name and where you are. We are live on air and the world is listening. Please go ahead.
My name is Chidima Megwa.
Chidima, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Owerri, Imo State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
There is something I want to know about.
Go ahead.
I was discussing with somebody about Biafra the other day. And the man was asking me a question that he don't want to join Biafra unless we explain the meaning.
The meaning of what?
So I want to know the meaning of that Tukwa Biama. The person said he must know about that Tukwa Biama.
I will tell you. I will tell you. Tukwa Biama means...
I told him that the only person that can stand Biafra is Tukwa Biama. He said he must know about that Tukwa Biama.
I will tell you so you can go and tell him. Chiuku, let us break it down, please. It is called Chiuku, which means the God above all gods. Chinke Buribu, Chinkuku, Kachasi Chinine. That is the first part of his name, Chiuku. And then Abiyama means Ibe and so Imaronyawu. If you come close to him, you will know him. The same thing that Abraham said, incidentally. If you come close to Chukwu Abiyama, you will know him. You will see his grace, his love, and his mercy, which endureth forever. Chukwu Abiyama simply means the biggest of them all. If you come close to him, you will know him. And I put H in mine. I spell Abiyama as A-B-H-I-A-M-A. People take me to task about it. And I said to them, the reason why I spell my own Abiyama with H is I want to combine two things at the same time. Biblically speaking, the first man to perform circumcision was Abraham. Is that correct? Around 5,790 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. Because the Israel you see today is older than Biafra by roughly 700 years. Now, Abraham was circumcised, and every male child born in Biafra land is circumcised on the eighth day as well. The same way that Abraham circumcised Isaac. Is that correct? And Isaac begat Jacob. Is that it? And Jacob begat the ones that had Joseph in it. Is that correct? All of these male children were circumcised on the eighth day. And if you go to the nearest hospital now in your village, after a boy is born, on the eighth day, they will send a woman to come and circumcise him. The same thing that was happening in the Holy Land 5,790 years ago. Now, the question is this. How do you acknowledge and incorporate? When people say the God of Abraham as well, some people get confused. Abiyama means come and know him. But I put the H there to mean two things. Both the God that you will come close and you will know his goodness, and also the God of Abraham. I combine the two together. That's why I spell mine with H in it. Abiyama, which means the God of Abraham, and also the God that if you come close to him, you will know him. By putting an H there, we killed two birds with one stone. Go and explain that to the person. That is why we are called Radio Biafra. Something you don't know. Today, Abri people are shaking and saying, oh my God, That is why Abreba culture looks slightly different from normal Igbo culture. It looks a bit different. Go to Abreba, you will know. They are matrilineal. Whereas normal, I wouldn't say normal, other Igbo societies, predominantly, many of them are patriarchal. They go towards the father. Abreba is towards the mother. Go and ask. Because they are Ibibio people. Go to Abreba, you find out for yourself. Very clear and direct. Arochukwu. Arochukwu and Efik is one. Go and check it as well. Sometimes when you go to farm, you stumble into Cross River State without knowing it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are, if you may. Your name and where you are.
Okay. Good evening, my director.
Good evening. Please raise your voice. Turn your radio down. That is what I detest. People waiting for their voice to come through. I don't like it. I do not. You must concentrate. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. So can I hear your voice as well. Please, your name and where you are.
My name is Badmo Sonor. I'm calling from Umuahia.
Thank you very much. A caller from Umuahia. Hallelujah. Praise be. Abagoso. He has run away, or maybe the line failed, I think, because he was smiling, so it could be network failure. I was about to praise the name of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama, and then the line went off. Typical Zoological Republic. They know how to kill happiness. This useless zoo. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir, my director.
Good evening. Your name and where you are?
I'm Chinoyere Mchioba, calling from Omunyala, Obosisi, Omunyala.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I want to thank you very much for the work you're doing. There's something I observe.
Yes.
Every true Biafra that hears your voice is always very happy and want to do whatever things you say. But all these fake Biafras, all these fake Igbos, whenever you tell them something about Biafra, because of what they are getting from the zoo, they will not accept. They will be talking nonsense because of one they are getting from the zoo. Now, this thing will be a very shameful thing to us that Buhari promised Jonathan something and after everything, if you feel it, if we let this man be, this man will deal with us. He will finish us. This man will render us useless. If we will not fight this man until he divides this country, this man will take us to be a slave. Director, I want us to go for war. I want us to get this Biafra. I want us to be free from these people. These people have dealt with us for a long time. They have almost rendered us, like all these Igbo men, they will use our name, go to Abuja, they will make their own money, carry the hotel on their pockets, and they don't care about us. And when you talk about Biafra, it doesn't concern them because they are making it, because they are getting something. So we are tired of all this nonsense. We need freedom. Director, I pray that Chukwu Abiyama will continue to direct you.
Isay, and thank you, and well spoken. Sometimes people don't understand why we don't want, I don't want a peaceful Biafra to emerge. When him peace, what is peace? Can you do a wound? Peace. But peace back walk. Nonsense. And now one folk, what nonsense is this? Have you been chased about by religion in the afternoon before? Have you been chased by EGG in a chokoso? No, brother. Very dirty place. Have you tried to sleep under 45 degrees of heat with mosquito buzzing in your ears? You wish you were dead. Mosquitoes with figure 8. Mosquito and the law, but it go away. You wake up in the morning, you begin to feel sorry for yourself. Why? Because you are in a place called Nigeria. A place where if you are a criminal, you are celebrated. Onye na-eswoshi. I can't I struggle to rationalize. Sometimes when I come outside and I'm looking at people, my body is shaking. I can't believe that human beings are capable of such blinding primitivity, that people can be so primitive to the point of becoming lower than animals. In Biafra, we have taste and class. Very important. Decency. Taste and class. Very, very important. It's either you're born with it or you acquire it. Taste is, and class is don't, is not how much money you have. If you, it's either you have it or you don't. It's natural. There is also going to be a meeting in the North Delhi zone. The meeting will be held on Sunday, which is today, I believe, for them in India, please, North Delhi. The venue of the meeting is the coordinator's house. Mazi Obioha Anabogo. His phone number is 987-356-0416 for North Delhi zone in India. North Delhi zone, please. I repeat, Mazi Obioha Anabogo's phone number is 987-356-0416. Very, very important, please. We understand that there are meetings everywhere. Not just in North Delhi, do we have meetings elsewhere? There is one in Turkey as well. As I said, we are all over the world, IPOB. If I begin to announce all the meetings here, that would be the only thing I would do. We are too many. People back home don't know that. And we kept them deliberately in the dark for them to discover for themselves how big we are. We are not small. We are huge. That is why Yoruba papers won't write about us. They know we are serious. There is no Yoruba editor that will write about Biafra again. Because they know that those now that we mean business. And they don't want anybody to know about us. Hey, everywhere, Beacon. A meeting. Well, how many meetings now? 1, 2, 3, 4. Uncountable meetings now. But please bear with us. Listen out for the meeting happening where you are. And then attend. There is a meeting taking place also in Turkey tomorrow. The IPOB family meeting in Turkey is tomorrow. The time is 4 p.m. And also, the venue of the meeting is Yusuf Elite Restaurant at Yusuf Pasa Bus Stop. If you are a Biafran in Turkey, you can make it to this very meeting. Try and be there, even if you're visiting. Even if you are visiting Turkey for the very first time, please go to Elite Restaurant tomorrow. Or is it? I don't know if they've gone into today or not. But let's say 4 p.m. on Easter Sunday, please. Yusuf Pasa Bus Stop. Your contact is Ezenia Okolie, which is 053-572-28553. People are complaining from Wari. They say Wari people want to listen to it. Wari is complaining bitterly. They say we need Radio Biafra and Wari ASAP. They are also WhatsApping us. We shall do something about it. I will continue. Ezenia Okolie is in Turkey. Please contact him on 053-572-28553. Or Gochuku Chuku the Titus on 050-782-67766. Also, Boniface is there as well. 053-194-94463. Any of them will take you to the meeting venue. They have a meeting today, which is, I don't know if they've gone into Easter or not. For us, we are approaching past 10 p.m. of the 4th. I know in Turkey, they're about, is it 4 hours ahead or is it 4 or 5? I don't quite understand. Maybe it's 4 or 3 hours. They have gone into their Sunday, the 5th of April, which is Easter Day. Somebody said that in Aba, and what is happening to CHK, please? What is happening to CHK in Aba? I don't understand. We shall, of course. I think Aba is on, isn't it? Aba station is on. They are doing very well in Aba. Very formidable. There will be an IPOB meeting in Igwacha tomorrow. Port Harcourt is back on tomorrow. The number to contact is 081-059-56620. I don't want you to become confused. You only write down the telephone number when it pertains to your zone, please. Igwocha is having their meeting tomorrow. The number to contact for IPOB family meeting, by IPOB we mean Indigenous People of Biafra. Our job is only one thing: go and restore Biafra. That's our mandate. If you're attending this meeting tomorrow in Igwocha, you accept that South, South, and South East, they are one. They are going to fight under the same banner and they will win. The number to call is 081-059-56620. Even if you went to school with money from abandoned property, you are welcome to this meeting. All is forgiven. You don't need to bear or have any guilty conscience. I said, even if you are in Ikwere tomorrow and you can attend this meeting, try and attend it. We are not going there to apportion blame. What happened to Jonathan has brought us together even more, because Hausa Fulani has rejected all of you and Yoruba. Now you are forced to look for your flesh and blood. Tomorrow we meet in Igwocha. 081-059-56620. There is also Owerri meeting tomorrow, please. Owerri IPOB meeting is tomorrow. The number for Owerri North, this is Owerri North, please. 080-336-90047. 080-336-90047 for Owerri North meeting, please. Family meeting, Easter Sunday in Owerri North. And also the IPOB about women's meeting is tomorrow as well. And I have said it before, why do we have separate women's meeting? Did they ask for any? They want to have. I don't, you know, they're more serious than the men. Maybe they want to do their own thing. Now, women are very strong. All of you texting me, all of our Biafran women sending messages saying, where do we meet in Aba? Now you have a telephone number to call, please. Our women are also meeting tomorrow in Aba as well. IPOB, Aba Women. You know, now I understand it. If you read the name very well, you'll understand. IPOB, Aba Women. Reminds us of 1929. You know, they gave birth to some people that gave birth to people that gave birth. Now, we want to bring back the spirit of the 1929 women in Aba. The first people to rise up against the rule of white man in Africa. That is why the white man hates Biafran people. Because of Aba Women. They say it's because we are clever. We are intelligent. It's not that. The only people that white people are truly scared of is Biafran women. That is why when we go to negotiate with them, we will send our women, Biafran women. Men will not go. And then you see what will happen. The British are afraid of Biafran women. Not Biafran men, the women. They're terrified of them. IPOB Aba Women meeting is tomorrow. The number to call is 080-378-99209. 080-378-99209. You'll be asked questions, of course. If you pass them, then you'll be part of us. We are live and we are there. The lines are going mental. People are calling. We are meeting everywhere around the world because we are IPOB. Unstoppable, I tell you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Precious Ifeanyi.
Ifeanyi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Abia State.
Where in Abia State?
From Abia State, Bakassi.
Is it in Aba?
Yes, in Aba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
All right. I have heard your what you are saying concerning Biafra. I love it. And I want you to keep it up. I'm a supporter of you.
Thank you.
Whatever is going to take to get Biafra, I'm in support of it. Okay?
Thank you very much. You have spoken very well.
I want you to do your best to make sure that we achieve it. Because many people are in support of it. If you go to this Abana, this Bakassi of Shihon, in Aba, Bakassi line, there is a lot of people that are in support of it. So we need it. We have been dreaming of it. So we want it to come to reality. And that's what we are praying for. By the grace of God, it must surely come to pass.
He said, thank you very much for that. Thank you. Did you hear what he said? Bakasi in Aba, they are going crazy over Radio Biafra. So it will be easy for us to give a command and we burn everywhere down. One simple command, even in a walk at the same time. I feel sorry for Nigeria. You know, you see this very zoo called Nigeria, I feel sorry for them. Do you know one thing is that at the end of the day, one thing will happen, Biafra will emerge, whether they like it or they don't. Biafra will come. And when I say something, write it down on a piece of paper. You need DNA because it comes to pass. It will come to pass. Who's going to stop it? Nobody. Nobody. Nobody at all, at all, at all. People in Enugu are complaining, bitterly. My goodness me. Oh, God. Complaining bitterly. We are doing all we can to try and rectify Enugu. Maybe the soldiers that died there that were betrayed are very angry. I don't know. Maybe Enugu people, we have to go and do something. I don't know. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct, and even heaven is listening as well. The caller on the phone, can you hear me with the time now standing at 12 minutes to, I presume, 12 minutes to, is that correct? It's 12,
hello,
you
know.
Yes, please, go ahead. 21 minutes, I should say. 21 to 11. Good evening, go ahead.
My name is Sunday Kalo.
Sunday? Yes, we can hear you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. You are the master.
Thank you very much.
I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful for you for what you are doing. You have made us proud. We are very, very happy.
Thank you.
We are very, very happy for what you are doing.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Please, can you have made it something in the Bible, please, provide.
Yes, do you have it? Can you read it yourself?
No, sir. There's no. We don't have light here.
So you don't have light. Okay. What is the verse in the Bible, please? Give it to me and I'll read it. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Proverbs chapter 24.
Proverbs 24.
From verse 21 to 22.
24, 21 to what?
To 22.
To 22. Let's try and see. Proverbs 24, beginning from. Can any of you say it in Igbo language? Stay where you are. Can any of you say it in Igbo language? Yeah, go ahead. Uh-huh. My goodness me. Hey! Ilu. Yes, is Ilu, yes? Yes? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is Yokunkiri Abuona no? Malitena Mokunkiri Abuona Otu. That's how you say it. My goodness me. You know, I made A1 in Igbo language. Do you know that? I can present a program in Igbo without English. You know that? My goodness me. And it's a very beautiful language. And when I see people mess it up and mix things with it, I get very upset about it. I don't like it. My dear brother, I will grant your request and proceed to read this very portion of the Holy Book. I will read it because it is from the Old Testament. I trust the Old Testament more. When we had the New Testament, you see that old one that they wrote before the white man got hold of the Bible. Uh-huh. That's what I like very much. What they did at the Council of Nicaea, from then till now. We continue. Fear the Lord and the King, my son, and do not join with rebellious officials. My dear brother, are you still there?
I'm here, sir.
Yes, I have read it. Fear the Lord and the King, my son, and do not join with rebellious officials. Go ahead.
No, sir.
I can hear you.
Do you have King James?
Sorry? King James Bible. I don't know which one is King James. This is the New International. It's not the same Bible. Oh, is this different?
No, it's King James. King James will explain it more.
Oh, King James. When I hold on in, open someone. Hey, it's a word. King James knows better than King Raphael. Let us try and see if we can get King James Bible. Yes, 24:21. That's King James here. Let's try and see what King James has to say. People must bear with us. We are Biafrans. We can't do anything without God. I know a lot of white people are now listening and getting confused. What are they talking about? We are Biafrans. We answer Nwachukwu, which means son of God. So that's where we are. Without God, we are nothing. We continue. My son, fear thou the Lord and the King, and meddle not with them that are given to change. Are you there?
Yes, I'm ready, sir.
I repeat. My son, fear thou the Lord and the King, and meddle not with them that they are given to change. What do you understand by that?
Yes, sir. He's talking about Buhari, you know, he's talking about change every time. Change. That's what it is. So, hello, sir. The 22, sir.
Go ahead.
The 22.
He's talking about Buhari. These people are crazy. But I love them, I'm telling you. They drive you mad, but you can't help but love them. Hold on a second. For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? Can you hear me? His money has finished. For their calamity. Oh, they are lovely people. Lovely, lovely people. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And when you say something humorous, of course, we are at liberty to laugh, because sometimes that is the only way to dispel the doom and the gloom that surrounds us. No electricity. The generator is making one almighty noise. I hope that one is soundproof they brought for us. It's soundproof, isn't it? Please, because the noise from the generator is driving me insane. I'm going insane. Who is calling us here? Let's see who is there. Let us try and see who is there, please. Because this is driving the generator noise on Abomara. Can't we get something like inverter or something as well? Inverter. And use deep cycle battery, please. This is driving me insane. The caller on
hello.
The phone.
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where
hello.
You are.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. Yes, we are live and direct. Madam, we are live and
hey.
Direct.
Okay. Tupu a bịa ga-agọzi gị na ọ ga-iru n'azụ aka nri na aka ekpe.
Ise.
Asị gị jide ka iji.
Ise.
Andị ịwa na onye asị na ya jide ka o ji. Ya malụ na ihe o ji dị mma.
Eziokwu gị na-ekwu. That's the truth. Thank you.
So, awụ m afọ mbụ Uche Chukwu Eze Nwa. Onye m Anambra Beta, awụ m anọ na UK now. Agara m ọmụgwọ. I didn't have to email you.
Thank you very much.
Because all God wanna man who will go now here, I'm a think all I did in short. Come on, think in again, I go see again. But I know what to take it. Ibu or Ibu. I think it's what I'm again. Oh, just think about it again. Oh, more thing I can around. To go up here, I'm quite around.
You see?
Hapụ maka ndị na-anara ego ọbụrụ ọnụ ha makwa ego ahụ a na-enye ha that money a na-enye ndị politicians ego ahụ ne apoisoned apoisoned right from Saudi Arabia wee butere ha onye a mere ha ji abụ ha richa the money ha ihe arụ ihe ahụ e mere n'ego ahụ igbu mmadụ ịkpa asị nkewa nkụfa many many things ori. Ama ihe ọjọọ dị iche iche bụ ihe afọziri n'ego esi ndịre ha ọya ka ọ na-awụgharịcha ego a ha ga-arụzi ihe ha na-eme onye nke hụ nke nwanne ọ dịgha ka ọhụrụ onye ara ihe na-agwa gị bụ chineke na nọnyere gị n'ọlụ anyị na-alụ Because I hope she knows what she can write from Vampire Mosom. I'm a machinic in the Chiku Quadri. That is what you were seeing quotation originally in Psalm 79 and the Psalm 80 from 1 to end. I won't work almost Biafra, Mara, he had where would that quotation go like I want to have. There are two people of God. Chineke choose one has been here. Oh, where did Chiku choose almost Biafra? So omu Biafra si, e guato nonu, inaha uche, uche onu chineke chori ni onu, oge mera aye. Ni maha chukwa adyama, oge me.
Ise.
And di nye nago wazirike, akwe nye wazirike nye olu mnao. Ipo rae, aye dia. So, nye me yine, me kene yine, aye kene yine aromu Biafra, maa kene yine, kene yine wetara aye Biafra. Ine gudu rae, nye aye gudu na ako ashe. Because every time I see anybody, I know anybody in Israel. Let alone who is in my town. Well, how many times did you go riding with the Biafra? See, with the Biafra. And the first thing in the room of Biafra, in the room of my soul. No, Buha. Indeed, they didn't get a part of the meeting. In the night, you gave me the keys of the room with women. Into the room of Biafra, they didn't tell you the awareness. Of where will you be my one? Who needs to be my one? And when I make it again, was it to make it again? Your mother would all be open with Biafra. But the woman was the king with you. Because what you mean, maybe you didn't mother. Oh, one man needs to make us follow a picture of a woman who you have to time. No mother to the man say, no, you're not going to stop here. Oh, you want it. You brought that man a lot. Who can now only dark who was just. He's an old man. And one more, he was an old man. Oh, maybe the dark man is okay. You mean anything I check in check? The man of Jacobia report to all of them. I can't make Jacobia report to all. We want you to be there for me. You know, give me can work out. Get the report all you mean. You can make about that man. You make sure to that man. We are Baraka Shibila. Odema. Then, you must solve, can you? Must solve dance. We must solve boys and men, women. Oh no, man, white are ever hand. Why not in a course? Oh, my character. Ulakanya. Can you tell me that you quit and go to Lakanya? But all the book was wicked. Why did you tell me to never hand? I'm only like the red light to the echo of the Kendima storm. I told Kendi Ame. Toro, just you know, that helped to be nice. You know, you was a big guy and maybe you should mention. Hello?
We are listening. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go
ahead. I'm not a man. Now everywhere they check because of you open to put steel and on your name. Imapadonia and our own, of course, it was before. But you didn't not need for all the people they do. Who must have asked a woman, she also was wicked for that. Who now put out that woman, what ever can open the prisons? You let the machine here for the kind of prisons. Today, they are sitting in the prisons. And you cannot talk over them. Every time I say I don't want a Biafra, I am not, we just spend our money for nothing, from the go even borrow. he has mind to put all those money and still killing their friends' children. When will you stop killing them? Do you know that Bible says that thing you did for others, that's the thing you are surely going to enter to that page. That thing you are bidding for those people that they are killing, that died because of you. You and your family and your generation to generation will enter into that page. Because Bible says by their affliction you will know them. They say the evil will make the affair. What shows that you're a different man? What? He just collected money from us. Just build all the mansions you like. I'm warning you, just leave their children. Leave them alone. Leave them alone. Stop deceiving them. You are still killing them more. And the ones you put for prison, just one of them have come out. I don't even ask of them. And they see mumu, do mumu, they follow you. And just those joy they still follow you up to today. And just sorry for their life. Because if any of you pump out any IPOB, something, or short, it's only people at Gamma will destroy all of you. If you know something, leave that foolish man because he don't know what he is. It's a confusion man. So, the other evil man called Okorocha or whatever they call him, Musa, Mala Musa, is it not enough for you? When you go to law, they tie you like a Korah. Tie you like Korah when they look at you, just be like an animal. You look like evil man when you go on that attire when they used to tie you. Are you not seeing yourself in television? How you look like a Korah? Big for nothing man. You want to destroy. You're not even destroying. You and all your generation to generation, you're destroying. Carry Muslim drink for our place. Thinking that you are doing what? You think people don't know what you are doing. Till you've been deceiving them all along, they don't know what you have been doing by then. But now, everybody's eyes have opened. If you say you're a Muslim or whatever you call yourself, then pack your things and go back there. Go there, go and remain with them there. Not even like you, because you hate us. You are causing the people of that, all the ones that have been deceiving, let them know that you are an evil man, a haughty man. You think that you are doing us? You are not doing us. Because then you say, the things you did for others, the things that is your portion. All the things you are doing, thinking that you are doing with evil people or their family people, is on your head already. It's on your head already. And forever and ever is with you. And all your generations, or all your supporters who is supporting you. And now, I call to the man of God, those who call the man of God, pastors, those who went and go and pray for Muhammad. I'm sorry for your you people. Because by mistake, when you scatter my own people, I will go and pick them wherever you scatter them to. You that scatter them will suffer the consequences. You pastors that have actually said 2,500 pastors went and prayed for Muhammad. You think you are praying for him to change? You cannot. You are praying for him to win, to destroy your people. Isn't it? Don't worry. That prayer, that church is where go pray, and all your branches of your churches, you have sold it to Muhammad. You sold it to him. But the people where worship there, they must come, they will come out because what Bible says must surely come to pass. Those people, where they're under that church, God will release them. Then you and your family will enter into that thing you are digging for those people that is worshipping with you. You call yourself man of God. How many times did Muhammad come pray for you and your family? How many times? Did you get mind that you were praying for Muhammad? Who you know say I bring Boko Haram, the father of Boko Haram. You are praying for him to rule which people. God forbid. So, man.
Yes, madam.
God will bless you.
And you too.
God will bless you. I'm super again. I thank God I get you now. I've been trying to get you. No way. It's today. Yes. I thank God I could give you to a while, remember now. it's not enough. I will still call again and I will still say more.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Amechukwu Abiama, always abide with you. She's in London to look after her grandchild. Omugwo kanapu eba iseputa. Chukwu Abiama will bless you. And that little baby that you're there to take care of. Very strong lady, been in this very movement, this very effort for a very long time. One thing is paramount, the love we have for our country, Biafra. If you can get us Biafra, I will take off my shirt. As you're walking, I will put it on the floor. You'll be stepping on it. That is why I say to IPOB members, you don't know that you are lucky. If you find yourself serving your country within any capacity in this family structure that we have, consider yourself very, very lucky. Because if you work hard and Biafra comes under your watch, you become an immortal. I was in a meeting today, and we talked about Onwuatuegwu. People described Onwuatuegwu as the finest infantry commander in Africa. And I said to people that Onwuatuegwu to me is the finest infantry soldier of all time. And I have my conviction as to why I think Onwuatuegwu is the finest battlefield commander of all time. If you look at what Onwuatuegwu achieved with nothing, and what the most celebrated generals of the world achieved, you will see that his accomplishments puts the other one in the shade. If you don't know who Onwuatuegwu is, go and research and read about him very well. Not from Yoruba people, please. Not from Yoruba. Onwuatuegwu was the one that wanted to defend Owerri. He wanted to go and take back Owerri from Buhari, Murtala Muhammad, and Obasanjo. Ojukwu said no, that Achuzie will be given the command. Achuzie fought very well at Owerri, but he sacrificed too many lives. I can understand that kind of Stalingrad mentality of never give an inch. Any resisting soldier should be shot dead and all that. I will understand that. When it came to the turn of Onwuatuegwu to defend Omwaiha, he took Omwaiha twice with one quarter of the casualties that was suffered at Owerri. Omwaiha was the last capital. Omwaiha fell. There is something quite funny about Owerri, about Enugu and Omwaiha. Enugu was the first capital to fall. Today, their FM is wobbling. Omwaiha was the last capital that fell. Today, there is not even CHK in Omwaiha. And even to struggle to have family meeting is a problem for them. That should tell you something. Omwuatuegwu, we remember him forever and ever. I'm sure people know that. When we get Biafra, we'll then build edifice. We'll then build what is called a proper monument to these men. We will honor them. This is Radio Biafra. Time now is 1 minute past 11 p.m. Owazurike, we allowed Owazurike to exist in a time when people should be celebrating the likes of Onwuatuegwu. You're telling me that Onwuatuegwu, who killed himself rather than be a slave in the zoo, will be happy in his grave. In fact, he was betrayed, more or less. His army was betrayed. He killed himself rather than be captured by Hausa men. And we allow a criminal like Owazurike to use the name of Biafra that Onwuatuegwu died, fought for, and died for. Owerri was taken two times. Abagana was mayhem. Onisha sector. Is it Olu? Is it Okigwe? Men fought gallantly to defend these areas against the advancing hordes of Islam. And Owazurike attended the 18th. Oh my God. My God. And people wonder why Igbo people are perambulating in ignorance. You people have insulted the memory of the dead. Onwuatuekwu is the finest battlefield commander in modern history, at least. With the fewest men, he drove Nigeria away from the last capital of Biafra and Nomwaya. 2 times he did it. Owazurike is driving in a car with federal government of Nigeria plate number, talking about Onwuatuekwu's Biafra. What an insult. What an insult. What an insult. This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue to march towards the closure of our program. We will reconvene in the morning, please. You must bear with us. All our lines are going crazy. Please bear with us. You must bear with us. If we are here for 24 hours, these lines will ring for 24 hours. UCHMFO will play the program that we recorded from this morning's live session. And then a brief musical interlude. And then we'll continue to repeat our old programs until tomorrow morning, Easter morning. Hey! Tomorrow morning will there be fire and brimstone. There are some things that some of you don't know. Tomorrow we'll reveal it. I'm sure you know that we don't give a damn if you're going to cry tomorrow or not. It doesn't bother us. We want to tell you where Easter comes from. Oh my goodness. With facts and evidence. Anagwonere. Yumaneziokwu. And I have to say, Ezioku is clear and direct. You don't play with it. It's there. All the kakuko pure water. Ibonha lalie ye. After 5-10 years, if you dig it out onelegi, it doesn't decay. It never goes away. It is there all the time. I thank each and every one of you, all of you that attended family meetings, because of you. Aba is now saturated. If we say to Aba now, march this night, Aba will explode this night. Because of the work you have done in the past. I know it is difficult to keep funding, but you must keep doing so. You must keep doing so. Because this race is not won until we get our sovereignty. We make progress every blessed day. And this year we march. Very, very important to understand that. Therefore, perhaps you never knew before, but this night you know that Biafra is their religion. That every morning and every evening they congregate around their listening devices because where they worship, Radio Biafra is on. Why do they worship on Radio Biafra? Because Chukwu Abiama is their God. That same God that protected them from the time gone by, or from times gone by, because I have to be grammatically correct, because we are learned. That same God will once again come to their rescue. That same God will abide with them and their children and their families. That anything they want and seek in truth and honesty, Chukwu Abiama, in his infinite mercy, must surely grant them. The same Chukwu Abiama, who is their God, will bless their country, Biafra. And from me, from here, this very second, until tomorrow morning, it is simply good evening.
have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. We shall always reach.